A victory that enabled the Dodgers to maintain their one-and-a-half-game lead in the National League pennant race. In the only day game played in the National League this afternoon, Cal Kuntz, the rookie right-hander of the Chicago Cubs, pitched a one-hit shutout. This youngster was signed only last summer by the Chicago Cubs, was dispatched to Class B baseball to Wenatchee, and shortly after joining the Wenatchee Club, pitched a one-hitter. Now in this, only his second year of professional baseball, 21-year-old right-hander from Fayetteville, North Carolina, has hurled a one-hit shutout, and he knocked off one of the classiest pitchers in baseball this year in the knuckleballing right-hander of the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. Quite a feat for young Cal Kuntz, a 21-year-old right-hander. Today's game was certainly no fluke for him. He has pitched well all year. He now has won 8 games while losing only 2. 1 either 7 or 8. We'll check that for you. Now, Maury Wills will lead off in the game against lefty Al Jackson. Maury hitting at 281. In the game last night against Roger Craig, Maury was held in check his first 3 times up, then got a base hit in the 8th inning. Batting right-handed, he bunts down the third baseline. It goes foul. Maury trying to bunt his way on, and the bunt goes foul. Setting up the defense for the New York Mets, Marv Thornberry at first, Charlie Neal playing second, Elio Chacon at short, and Felix Mantilla is at third. In the outfield, Gene Woodling in left, Joe Christopher in center, and around in right field, Richie Ashburn. Al Jackson pitching with Sammy Taylor behind the plate. Junior Gilliam waiting on deck, and then Willie Davis. Here's the windup pitched by Jackson. Bunted foul off the plate. For the second time, Maury tries to bunt his way on. And he's trying to bunt his way on base against one of the truly outstanding fielding pitchers in the game, in the New York Mets diminutive little left-hander, Al Jackson. Jackson out of his windup, the 2-strike pitch way up high. He took him up the ladder on that one, but Maury wouldn't bite. And the count, 1-2. Next pitch, outside and low, and the count is even, 2-2. Well, in tonight's game, the Mets should come very close and could surpass the half-million mark in home attendance. A crowd tonight is needed of 18,764. And we have a good crowd on hand. Jackson cranks up the 2-2 pitch. Ground ball hit down to Mantilla, backhanded by Felix. Long throw out at first. Real good throw by Felix Mantilla. He made a backhand play going to the line, and he was set deep behind third when he fired. Maury Wills, who streaks down the line, was out by a running stride. One away and nobody on. The veteran Junior Gilliam up. Gilliam hitting at 280. He'll be batting right-handed against Al Jackson. The left-hander winds and pitches. Sneaky fastball on the outside corner. Strike one call. Jackson throws a lot of breaking pitches, but he's sneaky with that fastball, too. He likes to set it up and zip it through on you. Pitch to Gilliam, breaking ball, misses the outside corner, 1-1. Junior Gilliam, one of the elder statesmen of this young flying Dodger ball club. Gilliam, a 9-year veteran. Flags it foul, back upstairs and out of play. Junior's lifetime batting average after 9 years was 267. He's a real handyman. He can play around the infield and play in the outfield for you. Throughout his 9 years with the Dodgers, Junior has had to win a job every year in spring training, and every year he's done it. And every year he's really helped the ball club. 1-2 delivery, a foul ball scooting back upstairs and over our Rheingold broadcasting booth and out of play. Well, Bill McKechnie and Charlie Dressen, Zach Wheat, Sal Evars, and Ed Roush are already here. They were down shaking hands around the dugout and renewing old acquaintances with Casey Stengel. Pitching 1-2. A high pop foul. Hoping for a play, Sammy Taylor, he runs hard toward the field boxes, and it's out of reach. One and two the count now. One out and nobody on. Top of the first inning. Tomorrow, the pregame ceremonies, the introduction of all the celebrities being honored, baseball greats, and the old-timers' day game. It all gets underway at 1:30. The regular game between the Mets and Dodgers at 3 o'clock. Jackson Winding, the pitch to Gilliam. He lays off. And it's taken, ball two, 2-2. Two and two on Junior Gilliam. Gilliam, feet wide apart, bends from the waist. The pitch, hit in the air, right down the right field line, and may go foul. Foul ball into the upper deck. He hit an outside pitch down the line and into the upper deck of foul ball. Jackie Robinson and Bobby Feller will be here tomorrow. They'll be going on to one of the most beautiful spots in America, Cooperstown, New York. The 2-2 pitch, a line drive to left center for a base hit toward the alley. It's going back toward the bleacher wall. Christopher running it down. Gilliam is on his way to second. He's then standing up with a double. Drive in between Gene Woodling and Joe Christopher, a two-base hit for Jim Gilliam. Batting against Al Jackson. Willie hitting at 305 on the year with 45 runs batted in. Now Elio Chacon shades over towards second. Mantilla even with the bag wide of the line at third. Pitched by Jackson. Down around the ankles inside and low. One ball and no strikes. Well, we have an absolutely perfect night for a ball game. And the weatherman is forecasting more of the same for our big old-timers' day game tomorrow. Charlie Neal back on the rim of the outfield grass is second against Willie Davis. Al Jackson kicks the leg, delivers, slow bounder, foul. That went off of his ankle. Greg Malevi on the Lions at first, slipping this one out of play. Leo DeRocher coaching at third. For the Dodgers, this is game two of a 14-game road trip. Dodgers have been a good road club this year. They've won 28 and lost 15 playing away from home. Out on the West Coast at home, the Dodgers have won 31 while losing 16. The 1-1 delivery, he bunts down the third baseline. If it stays fair, they haven't got a chance. It's rolling right on the line. They're letting it roll. It rolls foul. It rolls foul finally. Now Leo DeRocher is inspecting the line. Ralph, that ball stayed fair and stayed fair and stayed fair and finally trickled foul. I wonder what's going through Leo's mind.
He's trying to figure out why that ball, after curving back towards fair territory, finally decided to go the other way. Well, the worm turned.
That looked like one of those Ouija board things. Take one direction, then take another direction.
They put the magnetic glove on him and drew it right off the fair part of the fifth playing field.
Now Sammy Taylor, who was right on hovering on top of the ball, waiting for it to roll foul. I guess Sammy can put the magnet back in his back pocket. One ball and two strikes on Willie Davis, and Walter Alston has the Dodgers bunting against the Mets and Al Jackson here in the first inning. is about the last pitcher on the Mets squad you'd expect the opposition to try and bunt on. Al pitched a real good ball game against the Dodgers his last start out there on the West Coast. Next pitch, a half swing, but he held up in time. Count is even on Willie Davis at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Infield and the outfield, swung around to right, playing Willie as a pull hitter. Willie is only 3 hits away from the 100 mark. Tommy Davis needs only one more hit to match his total output of all last season. Now, as Jackson takes too much time, Willie Davis steps out. Game won last night by the Dodgers. Willie knocked in the first run. Tommy knocked in the second one. Here's the pitch on the way. He struck him out on a low breaking ball. Sammy Taylor fires down to first after dropping the ball. 2 men down. Well, we've had occasional Ryan Gold riddles throughout the season. Ralph, here's a Ryan Gold riddle. I've always heard that if you found a hairpin, it meant a base hit. What about if you find a squirrel in left field?
Well, that's exactly what they got out in left field, the squirrel. Maybe that has something to do with the old-timers playing tomorrow, something like squirrely baseball.
We may have to fight him after that. That little fellow probably saw a baseball and thought it was an acorn, and he was going to stow it away in a tree. Tommy Davis up, and the pitch is inside and lowest, ball one.
You know, Hannes Wagner once threw a rabbit to first base and threw a runner out. It was the first time anybody was ever thrown out by a hair.
Oh, come on. That's like Dean Stone. They always say he was only a stone's throw away from winning. Now the pitch to Tommy, fastball in the outside corner, 1 ball and 1 strike. Two men down, Gilliam on second, top of the first inning. Tommy Davis, who leads the National League in batting, hitting at 353. Tommy also leads in base hits. He leads in runs batted in. Ground ball slashed hard to his right, Charlie Neal. He's up with it, throws in time. Charlie had great defensive position that time on Tommy Davis. He was playing Thomas DePaul. Playing Tommy Davis to pull and went almost behind second to field the ground ball and throw him out. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left on. So the score in the middle of the first, it's the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets coming to bat. Well, there's another weekend just around the corner, and if it's as hot as some of them have been already this summer, no doubt about it, you'll need plenty of cold, refreshing Rheingold Extra Dry on hand. Why not make a note right now to be sure to add Rheingold to your weekend shopping list? You know, you don't have to look any further than the label to find out why Rheingold tastes so good. Yes, sir, those two little words, extra dry, tell you why it would be smart to keep plenty of cold Rheingold on hand all summer long. They tell you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costlier way for a taste that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. Any wonder millions say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Here are the warm-ups at Philadelphia. Billy O'Dell for the Giants, and Dennis Bennett will pitch for the Phillies. Houston playing at Pittsburgh tonight. Turk Farrell for the Houston Colt 45s. Against Bob Friend of the Bucks. St. Louis will be at Milwaukee. Tonight in the American League, the Yankees play at Los Angeles. The Red Sox will be at Kansas City. They're underway in Baltimore. Cleveland nothing, Baltimore nothing at the end of one. Jim Perry against Steve Barber. It's raining in the windy city of Chicago, and that game delayed because of rain. Richie Ashburn jumps back and Drysdale's initial pitch is inside and low. It's ball one. The Cleveland-Baltimore game is Jim Perry against Steve Barber. Tigers and White Sox held up because of rain. Washington plays at Minnesota. Drysdale's wind up and pitch, a fastball hit back into the crowd, strike one. One and one the count now on Richie, Charlie Neal on deck, and then Gene Woodlick. Big Don winds and fires off the outside corner. He came over the top against the left-hand hitter on that one, and the count, two balls and a strike. Last year, Drysdale won 13 and lost 10. This year, he already has won 15. Ball three, 3-1 the count goes on Richie Ashburn. This is the third time this year that Walter Alston has started Drysdale against the Mets. He has 1-2 in two starts, pitched a four-hitter and pitched a five-hitter. Now the tall right-hander winds, in comes his pitch. Ball four outside, and Richie is on. Richie Ashburn, who over the years, some 15 of them in the major leagues, has been a real walking man in the game, now needs only two more walks to pass Max Bishop in the all-time walk derby. That makes him 13th on the all-time list and fourth among the active Major League players. Eddie Yost, Dan Musial, and Mickey Mantle are the only active players who have walked more than Richie Ashburn. Now Charlie Neal is up against Don Drysdale. Now Don off the stretch. There goes Ashburn, swinging a miss. Here's the peg by Roseboro, the slide. It goes into center field. Richie's on his way to third. He'll go into third standing up. Stolen base for Richie Ashburn. And he scrambled to his feet and goes on to third. When the throw goes into center field, there'll be an error charge. And the error is charged to Larry Burright. It appeared the throw was all right, and Burright failed to get over there. And the ball might have gone right over the bag. We couldn't tell. So Ashburn is on third. Nobody out. Dodgers shorten the infield up now. Not to the edge of the grass, but in shallow enough to have a chance to make a play at the plate. Charlie Neal cocks the bat. The pitch by Drysdale. Swung on and foul tipped, and the count strike two on Charlie. Neal hitting at 262. Larry Burright perhaps trying to make the tag a bit too fast, and the throw got through and went on into center field. Roseboro's throw looked like a good one. It had a lot on it and was headed right over the bag. Whether or not it was going to be in time to get Ashburn is doubtful. Ashburn had a good jump on the hit-and-run play. Here's the two-strike pitch. Inside to high, he had to lean back. Don Drysdale, who throws real flame, is number two in the National League in strikeouts, trailing only his teammate Sandy Koufax. Gene Woodling waiting on deck. Now Drysdale cranks up. The 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. He struck him out. He got him with a high, hard one. Well, while the attention of the National League has been focused squarely on the Dodgers and Giants, Dandy Danny Murtaugh's Pittsburgh Pirates have been silently winning just about every day. The Pirates are a team just steaming in confidence. They really feel they can win it. They are in good position right now. They're up in third, only 4.5 games out. With the return to form of Vernon Law and Joe Gibbon and the hitting of Bob Skinner, the Pirates have come fast. Inside and low to Gene Woodling. It's ball one. One ball and no strike. Well, New York Mets baseball fans will have a chance to make their own comparisons because right after the Giants come in, the Pirates come in for two doubleheaders Wednesday and Thursday of next week. The Wednesday twin bill is a day affair, and the Thursday twin bill will be a twi-nighter. Gene Woodling waiting, swing and a miss. 1-1 on the gentleman farmer from Remsen Corners, Ohio, Gene Woodling. Infield in close now. Drysdale winds and pitches. A swing and a miss. A high, fast slider thrown by Drysdale. One ball and two strikes. Here's one of the really outstanding pitchers in baseball, Big Don Drysdale. Drysdale has won 15 and lost only 4, and his earned run average is 2.8. His last five starts have all been complete ball games. He shares the National League lead in complete games with Juan Marichal and Billy O'Dell. Sandy Koufax right behind him. Sandy has 11 complete games. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Woodling fan by Don Drysdale. In the All-Star game Tuesday down in Washington, the new District of Columbia Stadium, Louis Aparicio led off for the American League with a three-base hit. And then Don Drysdale started reaching back and firing. Three men were retired, and Louis was still stranded on third. Now Sammy Taylor will try and get Richie Ashburn home from third. Last half of the first, no score in the ballgame. Drysdale eyes the runner at third. Here's the windup pitch to him. Fastball a little bit outside. Sammy started to go, and then he held up. You certainly can't take much time in making up your mind against Don Drysdale. Pitch to Taylor. Inside and high, a fastball. Two balls and no strikes. Most games won in 1 year by Don since coming to the Dodgers. Twice he won 17. He won 17 back in 57 when the Dodgers were in Brooklyn. And won 17 in L.A. in 59. 2-0 delivery. Ball three inside. 3-0 on Sammy Taylor. Don stands 6'6 and weighs 215 pounds. Next pitch on the way. A foul ball cut back upstairs and out of play, and Sammy had the green light on that 3-0 pitch. Casey figuring with it with Mantilla, a right-hand batter on deck, and Sammy Taylor, a left-hand batter up there. He wanted to go with the percentages and let Sammy, if he had a good pitch to swing at, try to whack it. Count now 3-1. Strike called on the inside corner, 3-2. Don Drysdale will be celebrating his 26th birthday on the same day that the four new inductees into baseball's Hall of Fame are formally inducted at Cooperstown. Jackie Robinson, Bobby Feller, Ed Rouse, and Bill McKechnie. All four will be here for the old-timers game tomorrow. Now the 3-2 pitch. Hit off the fist, a pop foul toward the field boxes, running hard as Gilliam, but he can't get there in time. Ball was not high enough in the air to let Gilliam get over there. And so the count is 3-2 on Sammy, and Taylor will have to come back for another bat. Drysdale with a hummer, a jammer in off the fist, and Sammy Taylor broke his bat. The Mets need almost 19,000 at tonight's game to reach the half-million mark in home attendance. Richie Ashburn with the leadoff third. Here's the 3-2 pitch to Taylor. Sammy's on. It's inside and low. So Drysdale has walked two and struck out two here in the first, and the hitter now is Felix Mantilla. Felix hitting at 272. with 6 home runs and 29 RBIs. Mara Thornberry waiting on deck. Now Drysdale up in pitching position. Delivers to the plate. A high fly ball hit deep to left by Felix. There it goes. A home run. Putting the New York Mets in front 3-0 with a towering fly into the upper deck in left field for Felix's 7th home run of the year. He now hikes his RBI total to 32. Mara Thornberry is up. Here's the pitch by Drysdale. Fastball in there, strike one call. A 3-run homer by Felix Mantilla. Drysdale's delivery on the way is whacked foul back into the screen. Ralph, I guess there's no wonder that managers get gray if he had to make a decision when he had Taylor up there 3-0.
Well, Mantilla came through, and evidently Drysdale, after walking Taylor, decided to make the first pitch too good, and like Frankie Frisch says, those base on balls.
They'll make you gray. Swing and a miss on a hard one, and Thornberry has struck out on 3 pitches by Don Drysdale. But the Mets took advantage of 2 walks by Drysdale with a timely home run by Felix Mantilla. 3 runs on 1 hit. No errors, none left on. At the end of 1, the score, the Mets 3 and the Dodgers nothing. Well, everything is in readiness for the New York Mets' very first Old Timers Day game right here at the Polo Grounds tomorrow. We certainly hope that you're making your plans to be here. The weatherman says that it's going to be a beautiful day for the big occasion. The New York Mets will be paying tribute to the 2 great ball clubs, the Giants and Dodgers, who fought for the pennant back in 1951 and played the dramatic 3-game playoff. In addition, many men who contributed so many memories to this historic ballpark, including no fewer than 9 Hall of Famers, will be here. Perhaps to see the Polo Grounds for the last time since the Mets go into their new Flushing Meadow home next season. Men coming back who piled memory upon memory. Also here tomorrow will be a Brooklyn boy who played first base for the Dodgers and became quite famous as the Rifleman, Chuck Connors. The Clown Prince of Baseball, Al Shaak, will be here. The ceremonies on the field will be getting underway at 1:30. Why don't you plan to come early? You won't want to miss a thing. That's tomorrow, the Old Timers Day game, right here at the Polo Grounds. Now Frank Howard up, and the pitch is outside and low. It's ball one. Big right-hand batter waiting, a line drive up the middle for a base hit to left center. It's kind of over toward the alley. Christopher runs over quickly. Howard takes the turn at first. He'll hold there with a hard-hit ground single. Now the first baseman, Ron Fairley, coming up. Boy, he has been real poison to the Mets this year. Handsome young red-headed fellow who celebrated his 24th birthday yesterday is hitting 463 against the New York Mets in 11 ball games. Barely left-hand batter takes the first one in there for a call strike. Ron hitting at 293 on the year with 40 RBIs. Greg Malivi coaching at first. Leo DeRocher at third. Mets lead 3-0 on Mantilla's 3-run homer. Now Jackson off the stretch. Delivers. Outside and low. One ball, one strike. After the Dodgers wind up their three-game series here at the Polo Grounds, they go to Philadelphia. The Giants are in Philadelphia now, and they come here for a doubleheader Sunday afternoon and a night game Monday night. Throw to first. Safe, but it was close. Groneberry was not holding against Frank Howard. He was back several steps off the base. They put the play on, and Marv cut in to take the throw. Al Jackson makes the stop. The pitch to Fairley outside. It's ball two. Two balls and one strike. Tomorrow, the Dodgers will be pitching Stan Williams. And the New York Mets will have Craig Anderson on the mound. Now the 2-1 pitch. Foul ball, back upstairs and out of play. 2-2 on Ron Fairley. Johnny Roseboro will be up next, and then Larry Burright. Have the infield playing Fairley to pull. Elio Chacon shaded towards second. Pitching 2-2. Lined hard into right field for a base hit. Ashburn chasing the ball back to the wall. Juggles for a moment. Fairley around first will hold there. And on to third goes Frank Howard. So the Dodgers have opened up the second on back-to-back base hits by Howard and Fairley. Before Roseboro steps in, let's step out for station identification.
At the 810 spot on your radio dial, this is WGY Schenectady.
Sports. Temperature 82 degrees.
Well, Ron Fairley has been almost impossible for the Mets to retire this year. He has 20 hits and 42 times at bat against New York. Johnny Roseboro up. Ground ball hit toward Charlie Neal. Neal up with it. Throws to second. There's one. Back to first. A high wide throw. Safe at first. Frank Howard coming in to score. Ron Fairley taken off the baseline. Charlie Neal to Elio Chacon. But Elio's throw was wide on the right field line side. Groneberry had to leave the bag and go get the throw. Give Johnny Roseboro an RBI on the play, and it's a 3-1 ball game. Larry Burright, the hitter, and the rookie second baseman takes outside and low. It's ball one. For Roseboro, who was hitting 280, his 26th RBI. Next pitch by Jackson, fastball outside, 2-0 on Burright. Burright hitting at 223. Mets lead 3-1, top half of the second. 2-0 delivery. He holds up and it's ball three. Jackson goes behind him 3-0. Pitching 3-0. Strike one called. He bluffed that stuff toward first and it's brought back by Jack O'Connell. Maury Wills in the circle. Don Drysdale will be up next. Don's had a pretty good year hitting. He already has 14 hits this year. He's batting 241. Count 3-1 now on Burright. The pitch by Jackson. The runner goes. The ball is bunted and it's fouled off to the right. On 3-1, they changed the offensive strategy. And Burright was trying to bunt Roseboro over to second for Drysdale. It isn't too often you see the number 8 man in the batting order with one down trying to bunt a runner over for the number 9 man, the pitcher. Pitching 3-2. Ground ball hit down to third. Mantilla to Charlie Neal. There's one. Neal to Thornberry. Double play and the side is out. One run, two hits, no errors, none left on. At the end of an inning and a half, the score, Mets 3 and the Dodgers 1. And now an all-time great song sung by an all-time great singer.
This is Helen Trommel. I put some new words to an old song. There are lots of taverns in the town. In the town. Cheerful spot where you can sit you down for friendly fun and pleasure. And later by and by, a glass of rhyme gold extra dry.
Extra dry.
Most restaurants and taverns here serve Rhine Gold, New York's favorite beer. It's brisk and bright and clean clear through. Yes, clean clear through. For beer should really taste.
Really taste.
Take my advice and please vacate.
Please vacate.
Order ice cold Rhine Gold, the beer that takes it right. The finest beer that you can buy.
You can buy.
Adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu.
That's so long.
Now once again you won't go wrong,
won't go wrong.
Next time you're in a tavern, if you buy famous Rhine Gold extra dry.
Extra dry.
Now New York will have Joe Christopher leading off against Don Drysdale in the last half of the second inning. For those of you planning to come early for tomorrow's Old Timers Day game, the gates and the bleacher sale will be at 9:30 in the morning. The ceremony starts at 1:30. Joe Christopher holds up on the swing, a breaking ball outside. One ball and no strikes. Big story in baseball this afternoon, a one-hit shutout by rookie right-hander Cal Kuntz, his eighth win. Here's the pitch on the way. Popped up on the right side of the infield, out behind second. Under the ball, second baseman Burright, and in shallow right center, he has it for the out. One away and nobody on. Cal Kuntz, who pitched the one-hitter today for the Chicago Cubs, is only 21 years old. He's had only 1 year in professional baseball. He was signed by the Cubs only last year. He's out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. Drysdale winding, the pitch to Elio. Ground ball hit down to third. Gilliam moves in to grab the hop while it's high and throws the first two men down. Two up and two set aside by Drysdale. And coming on to hit now will be Al Jackson. American Legion Baseball has sent so many stars to the major leagues. And Cal Kuntz, one of the newest members out of American Legion Ball to write the headlines in baseball. He starred in collegiate play at Campbell College in Buies Creek, North Carolina. Went out to Wenatchee in Class B last year. He won 6 and he lost 10 in a B League last year, and now he's 8-2 in the National League in his second year. Ground ball hammered toward the hole at the base hit, going into right field. Al Jackson around first is going to try for a double. The throw coming in, the decoy of the flag, safe. Two base hit to right field for Al Jackson. Little Al really turned it on. He is one of the fastest men, if not the fastest, of the entire squad of the New York Mets. He hit a hard grounder through the hole into right field, and he actually hesitated just for a moment going around first. Then he opened both jets. Maury Wills, who was standing at second, was giving him the old possum play, as though there was no play to be made for him. But Al said, "You're not fooling me." And he made a fast slide into second for a two-base hit. Richie Ashburn up. Two down, Jackson on second. Foul ball, whacked back upstairs and out of play. The new clubs in baseball, like the New York Mets and the Houston Colt 45s, undoubtedly get a great deal of encouragement on performances such as the one turned in today by Cal Kuntz, who was signed only a year ago when he came out of college. The Mets, who have signed many fine young college players this year, will be looking forward to their development. Now, Ashburn up. Ground ball hit toward the hole, fielded by Ron Fairley. Drysdale racing over, covers in time for the out. Good play by Fairley. He went off to his right, toward the hole on the right side of the infield to field the ground ball. So the Mets threatened on a double by Al Jackson, but failed to score in their half of the second. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. Two innings complete, and the score, the Mets 3 and the Dodgers 1. Mets lead on a three-run homer off Drysdale, hit by Felix Mantilla. Well, tomorrow, among the Giants to be honored, Leo DeRocher, who's on the lines at third here today. Herman Franks, Sid Gordon, Big Jim Hearn, Monty Irvin. Monty was on Ralph Kiner's post-game show last night. Monty Kennedy, Dave Coslow, Jack Lorkey, Don Mueller, Eddie Stanky, Casey Stengel, Bobby Thompson, and Sal Ebars. And Alvin Dark of the San Francisco Giants has granted permission to Wes Westrum to miss the game tomorrow in Philadelphia, that he might be on hand for the Old Timers Day game. Wes, of course, was the Giants' first string receiver back in 1951. Dodgers to be honored will be Charlie Just Dressin. Charlie is already here. Gee, he looked good. He was down in the dugout visiting with everybody before the ball game. Cal Abrams, Ralph Branca, Roy Campanella, Billy Cox, Carl Erskine, Gil Hodges, Flag King. It'll be good to see Clem Labine back at the Polo Grounds again. Cookie Lavagetto, Jake Pittler, Jim Russell, and Duke Snyder. And Ralph, out of the many, many great and wonderful stars who will be here tomorrow, it's pretty hard to single out and guess the crowd reaction as to who will get the biggest single round of applause. But, you know, I think if I had to guess, I'd have to single out three men, and this is strictly a guess. I'd say Casey Stengel, Roy Campanella, and Gil Hodges.
Well, Gil and Casey have been getting applause all through the league, and that certainly wouldn't be a bad guess. And certainly Roy Campanella, who was so great for the Dodgers, really will pull the applause out of the fans. But a lot of stars out here, and I think all the fans will be about clapped out. See all their old favorites back here in the Polo Grounds. Top of the third inning now. As we move along, the ball game in favor of the Mets, 3-1. And the first batter up for the Dodgers against Al Jackson, Don Drysdale. And Al's first pitch to Don is a slider down low for ball one. Jackson so far has given up three base hits, two of them scoring one run. He has struck out one and walked none. Al with a record of 4-9. And the pitch back to Drysdale, batting from the right-hand side, is outside. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Drysdale with eight runs batted in and a .241 batting average. Good hitter for a pitcher. It'll be Drysdale, Maury Wills, and Jim Gilliam against Jackson here in the third. 2-0 pitch swung on and missed for strike one. Jackson with a record of 0-2 against the Dodgers. He has made three starts against them this year. Now into the windup and back to the plate with a 2-1 pitch. And it's bounced slowly down towards third. Mantilla cuts across in front of short, picks it up, throws the first base easily in time, out number one. So Drysdale is down, and Maury Wills waits patiently in the on-deck circle to give Drysdale a chance to get back to the dugout and rest up a bit before his start of the third inning. Maury Wills batting for the second time. He was retired on a good play by Mantilla third, his first time up. Came into the game batting .281. He leads the major leagues in 46 stolen bases. Wills, a switch hitter, batting right-handed. And the pitch to him is a fastball right through for strike one. Maury Wills, the all-star shortstop for the National League. He, along with Dick Groce, now sets as Jackson returns to the plate with a curve that's outside. One ball, one strike with one out. Mets three on a three-run home run by Mantilla. Dodgers one. Al Jackson back to work with a 1-1 pitch to Wills, and he misses with a fastball down low for ball two. Two balls and one strike. On deck batter, Jim Gilliam. Al, 26 years of age, into the windup, and back to Wills. And it's a swing and a foul down in the ground, the count going to two balls and two strikes. Second game of this three-game series. The final of the series tomorrow afternoon. Then on Sunday, the Giants come in. They trail the Dodgers by one-half game in the National League. Giants on Sunday for a doubleheader. A night game on Monday. And then the third-place Pittsburgh Pirates on Wednesday and Thursday, doubleheaders. The 2-2 pitch to Jackson, hit through the hole on the right-hand side, out the right field for a base hit. And Maury Wills, the Major League base dealer, on at first base with one man out. And it brings up Junior Gilliam. Gilliam doubled to left field his first time up. Fourth hit off Al Jackson. The score 3-1 in favor.
Leading off at first base. Jackson with a good move. Looks there, then goes there, but with a loud thought. And it's enough to change Wills back to first base. You can bet that Jackson will be throwing there plenty. Wills bigger now with his lead, and the pitch to the plate is a fastball on the inside corner. Called strike one by Jocko Conlon. Jackson surprised even Gilliam with that pitch. He went into the stretch and just came right to the plate without wasting any time at first base. One strike count to Gilliam. Wills at first base now leading off, and the throw there chases him back again. Jackson just going over there with a nuisance throw. That's not his best move. Now Jackson over again, this time with more on the ball, but Wills back easily. Maury Wills has only been thrown out or picked off six times this year, twice by Roger Craig. There's a quick throw to first base, but Wills back in, standing up safely. Wills has stolen off Jackson, and he leads off about six steps. And the pitch back to the plate sees him stay there. Called strike two. Gilliam taking a fastball on the outside corner at the knees. 0-2 to the second place hitter. The on-deck man is Willie Davis. Dodgers trail by two. The Mets three. Dodgers one. Now Jackson again into the stretch, looking at his runner. He does not go. The pitch is bounced in the dirt. He gets away from Sammy Taylor, moving on down to second base. On the wild pitch, Maury Will. Wild pitch charge to Al Jackson. Wills moving to second base. Now Gilliam with a 1-2 count. In last night's game, Wills singled his last time up, was bunted to second base, and he moved on over, but did not have a chance to steal. Did not attempt to steal. Jackson coming in to talk to Sammy Taylor. That pitch bounced in the dirt and bounced up and hit him on the chest protector and then rolled about 7 or 8 feet away. One, two count as Jackson looks at the runner, comes to the plate with a fastball. It's lined in the right field. Here comes Ashburn with a throw. Here comes Wells. The throw's a good one. The slide, the tag is in time. Perfect throw by Ashburn. Thank you.
well hit, and Ashburn took it quickly. Wills did not get a good jump at second base, but came on in anyway. Leo DeRocher setting him in. The throw was perfect, and they got Wills just in time. Two outs now, moving on down to second base after the single, Junior Gilliam. And the batter is Willie Davis. Score 3-1 in favor of the Mets as they battle the league-leading Dodgers. And the first pitch to the left-handed batter is hit out to right center field. Ashburn hurried over to his left, is up with it, he shovels the ball across the glove. Going now to third base is Willie Davis. And the throw comes in and holds him there. Scoring ahead of Davis, Junior Gilliam, and the score is 3-2. That was a long line drive, hit to right center field. Ashburn going over quickly to his right, got his glove on the ball, almost caught it, but it bounced off his glove. It scored a three-base hit. And the score of the game now, 3-2. That's hit number 6 off of Al Jackson. And the batter is Tommy Davis, the league leader, and runs batted in. Davis, who has a 14-game hitting streak going, batting in the batter's box now, and the first pitch to the right-handed batter is down low for ball one. Tommy grounded out to second base his first time up. He hit the ball well, Charlie Neal making a good play. He came into the game as the major league leader in hitting with a .353 average. Willie Davis on third base, two outs, and the windup as Davis breaks halfway down, then stops. And the pitch is low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Jackson working low to the league leader in runs batted in, batting average, and in base hits. Tommy Davis. Now the pitch back to Tommy, and it's bounced down to short. A tough catch for Chacon. He can't handle it. The throw is offline. But Tommy Davis beats the throw and scoring from third base, Willie Davis. And has scored an error on Elias Chacon. So the game is all tied up at 3-3. And the batter now with a runner at first base is Frank Howard. That was a tough chance, a bouncing ball. Chacon charged it, got it on the half hop, the tough hop. Couldn't handle it with the glove. It bounced away. He picked it up but threw late to first base. The throw was wide. And it's the first error of the ball game for the Mets. Now Frank Howard, a right-handed batter. And the first pitch to Howard is sliced off to the right side, going down the right field line and foul. A long strike to Frank Howard. Moving back to first base now, Tommy Davis. Howard singled to center field his first time up, and he scored the first run of the game for the Dodgers. There goes the runner. The pitch is high. Taylor has trouble getting the ball out of his glove, and sliding in safely with a stolen base is Tommy Davis. Evidently on the pitch, Sammy Taylor, in his anxiety to get to the ball, got his finger in ahead of the ball, and the ball jammed him, and now Gus Moss is out to talk to him and look it over. Sammy got the finger in ahead of the ball before the ball arrived and got jammed up by the pitch. Moving down to second base on the play, Tommy Davis with his 11th stolen base of the year. Now time called as Jocko Conlon, along with Gus, takes a look at the injured digit. 3-3 game. It's two outs in the top of the third inning. And while we have a second here, let's check the scores. In the National League, in a day game, Chicago defeated Cincinnati 1-0. A one-hitter by Kyle Kuntz. He now has won 8 games. Boston game got the only hit in the ballgame, a single in the fourth inning. At Philadelphia, 0-0. San Francisco against the Phillies through 2.5. Odell pitching against Dennis Bennett. Pittsburgh with 2 runs in the bottom half of the first, and they have taken a lead over Houston, 2-0 through 1.5. Turk Farrell going for the Colt 45s and Bob Friend for Pittsburgh. St. Louis of Milwaukee to starting pitchers Gibson and Spahn. Now Casey Stengel coming out to take a look at the finger of Sammy Taylor. In the American League, in a game to start at 11 o'clock New York time, the Yankees against Los Angeles, the Angels won the first game of that series 5-4 last night. Big crowd, over 46,000 out at Dodger Stadium. Boston will play Kansas City, game time at 10 o'clock New York time. And Baltimore now leading Cleveland 2-0 through three innings. Perry pitching for the Indians and Steve Barber going for the Orioles. In a 9 o'clock game, and it's being held right now because of rain, Detroit playing the White Sox in Chicago. We don't have the starting pitchers for that game as of yet. And Washington playing Minnesota with Cheney pitching for the Senators against Pascual for the Minnesota Twins. In the National League, of course, the Dodgers lead the San Francisco Giants by 1.5 game. In third place, Pittsburgh 4.5 back. Cincinnati in fourth place, they trail by 8.5 games. And St. Louis 10 games back in fifth. In the American League, the Yankees lead Cleveland by 4 percentage points, a virtual tie for first place. Los Angeles in third place, a game and a half back. Minnesota in fourth, they are 4.5 games back, and they have lost 5 in a row to drop behind the Yankees. Detroit playing in the fifth position as they start play tonight. They are 5 games behind the league leader. Well, time is in, and Sammy Taylor is still in the ballgame. 2 outs now, the score all tied up at 3-3. And the count, 1-1 on Frank Howard. Al Jackson looking for the sign from Taylor. Takes a long look, now goes into the stretch position, checks his runner at second base, and comes to the plate with a slow curve that's low for ball 2. 2-1. To Frank Howard. And the pitch back is a changeup lined right at Charlie Neal. And he comes up with a ball to retire the side. That ball was a shot just to the right of Charlie Neal. And he took it about a foot off of the ground. In the inning for the Los Angeles Dodgers, 2 runs on 3 hits, 1 error, 1 man left. And the score at the end of 2.5 innings of play. The Dodgers 3, the New York Mets 3. Well, now here's a familiar tune, well worth marching to. Play it, people say it. My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer, and dry tells you why. Yes, sir, dry tells you Rheingold has a brisk, bright, clean taste all its own. Discover the difference dry makes. Pour yourself a tall, refreshing glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. Why don't you enjoy it right now? Right now, along with the game. And this game's certainly an enjoyable one. The score all tied up at 3-3. And it's practically a duplicate of the first game of this series, won by the Dodgers, which Sandy Koufax and Larry Sherry teamed up to pitch a three-hitter in a very exciting ball game. The Dodgers winning the game against the Mets. They lead against the Mets in the season series 10-1, and they are 4-0 here at the Polo Ground. First batter up for the Mets here against Don Drysdale, Charlie Neal. It'll be Neal, Woodling, and Taylor as Drysdale pitches here in the bottom half of the third. And the first pitch to Neal is swung on and fouled away, strike 1. Charlie was the first strikeout victim picked up by Drysdale. He struck out the side in the first inning as the Mets scored 3. Pitch back to Neal just off the outside part of the plate. 1-1.
Charlie batting 262. And the right-hander waiting now as Drysdale fires a fastball, letter high, swung on a miss for strike two. ...25-year-old Don Drysdale with quite a career behind him. He'll be 26 on July 23rd. Lives in Van Nuys, California, looking for the sign. He's 6'6" in the mound, goes into the windup, and comes back with a 1-2 pitch. It's bounced back to the mound. Drysdale, a good play, takes it on the first hop. Turns, throws in time. Out number one as Don flagged that one down just to his right. Now the batter, Gene Woodland, and Gene also struck out following Charlie Neal in the first inning. 0-for-1, batting 212. At Philadelphia, the Phillies have scored 3 runs in the bottom half of the third to lead San Francisco 3-0. First pitch to Gene is outside, ball one. Woodland batting from the left-hand side. 1-1, 1-out. Score tied at 3-3. Now Drysdale back to the plate with a fastball. It's outside for ball two. Well, years ago, the American League used to be the fastball league. The National League was the curveball league. Right here with the Dodgers, they've got some flamethrowers. Koufax, Drysdale, and Williams. Williams scheduled to go in tomorrow afternoon's game. There's a fastball again outside and high, ball three. And if you don't like those three for hard throwers, take Larry Sherry. He pumps it pretty hard, too. And there's always Johnny Padres. The 3-0 pitch to Gene. It's a little bit high for ball four. And Woodling staying in the batter's box almost fooled me. Gene moves on down to first base. That is the third walk of the game issued by Drysdale. His two previous walks cost him 2 runs. They preceded a home run by Felix Mantilla. 2 hits off Drysdale and 3 runs. The Mets have given up 3 runs and 6 hits to the Dodgers. It's all tied up at 3-3. Now the batter, Sammy Taylor. Sammy walked his first time up. He's batting 218. And he hits one to center field, chasing Willie Davis to his left. He cuts in now. Calls for the ball and makes a catch. And the long throw to first base as Woodley hurries back is not in time. And it was a close play. And Drysdale now is in there arguing with Ed Sudol. Woodley came on in there and that throw hurried in there and just about got him. You don't often see an outfielder throw back to first base, and Gene, evidently not thinking that the throw was coming, did not slide. It was a close play. But Woodling safe with 2 outs, and the batter is Felix Mantilla. And Felix, the producer of the 3 runs for the Mets. It's a 3-3 game. It was Mantilla's 7th home run of the year that gave the Mets a 3-0 lead. And the first pitch to the right-hander bounces in the dirt, gets away from Roseboro, bouncing out in front of the plate, but Woodling holds at first base. And while we have a second, we'll take this opportunity to pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, 810 on your radio dial. The time, 2 minutes past 9 o'clock.
Ralph Kiner along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from the Bowler Ground. As Don Drysdale goes into the stretch, and the 1-0 pitch to Mantilla is outside, gets away from Roseboro again. He can't find the ball, but holding at first base, Woodling. Roseboro, like a cat when he did find it, pounced on it, came up ready to throw, but Gene holding at first base. 2 balls and no strikes. Prior to Felix Mantilla's 3-run home run, the Dodger pitchers had given the Mets only 1 run in their last 3 games. So Mantilla breaking through. The strong Dodger pitching. And he has a 2-0 count as Drysdale goes back to work. And the pitch is a fastball line to center field. Davis slipped as he started after the ball. It bounces in for a base hit. And coming on in, the throw to Maury Wills. And holding at second base, Gene Woodley.
So Felix Mantilla, two for two off Don Drysdale. And the batter now, Marv Stromberg. Marv struck out swinging his first time up. He's batting 244. And the Mets now with runners at first and second base and two out. 3-3 game. First pitch to Marv is outside. Ball one, a fastball. It was Marv Stromberg who got the Mets off to a fine start as they started this homestand against the St. Louis Cardinals. He had a pinch hit home run in the ninth inning to give the Mets their first win. Their second win. There's a play on at second. Woodling dives back in. The ball is off Will's glove, rolling back at second base, but Woodling does not go. As the second baseman, Larry Burright, hustles over to retrieve it. Woodling diving back into second base, now dusting himself off. One ball and no strikes. Two outs. Runners at first and second. Drysdale looking for the sign from his catcher, Roseboro, goes into the stretch. And comes to the plate inside and low for ball two. Fastball that moves Stromberg's left foot out of there. Two balls and no strikes. Drysdale has two wins and no losses against the Mets. He has pitched a four-hitter and a five-hitter. And the 2-0 pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one. Fastball, letter high over the outside part of the plate. Two balls and one strike. Don's two wins, a four-hitter and a five-hitter. And in this ball game, the Mets have picked up three hits while scoring three runs. Drysdale backs off the pitching rubber, asks for another sign. He's been throwing mostly fastballs here tonight, especially in the early stages of the game. With the twilight. Now it's completely in the hands of the artificial light. No twilight at all. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and this one catches the inside corner. Called strike two. Stromberg didn't like the call. Two balls and two strikes, two outs. And the next pitch to the left-handed batter is swung on and missed, strike three. So Drysdale picks up strikeout number four, a big one, to retire the side. In the inning for the Mets, no runs on one hit. There were no errors, one walk, two men left on, and the score at the end of three innings of play. The Mets three, the Dodgers three. Well, after the Dodgers leave town, after the old-timers game on Saturday afternoon, incidentally, that game starts at 1:30, the old-timers game. The regular game starts at 3. The Mets will play the San Francisco Giants in a big doubleheader on Sunday, a night game on Monday, have the day off on Tuesday, and then play a doubleheader on Wednesday against the third-place Pittsburgh Pirates, who are red-hot and are really sneaking up on the Dodgers and Giants. They're only 4.5 games behind. And also there will be a Twilight Night doubleheader on Thursday, and that will complete the homestand. And tickets for all these games may be purchased right here at the Polo Ground 7 days a week at the advance reservation window over on the 8th Avenue side or downtown in Grand Central Station over by the Vanderbilt Stairway there. Also downtown at the Pennsylvania Station in the Long Island waiting room. Ticket reservations may be made at all the Howard Clothing stores in the New York area. Or you can request your tickets by mail, box seats 350, reserve seats 250. Be sure to enclose the correct amount in a money order or a check and an additional 25 cents to handle the mailing charges. Top of the fourth inning, the game all tied up 3-3. Al Jackson now working to
Ron Fairley, and Ron certainly the hottest man against the Mets on the Dodgers squad. And the first pitch to the left-handed batter is a check on the swing, but it cost him a strike as he fouled it off. One strike and no balls. Ron Fairley with 20 hits in his last 42 times at bat against the Mets. He is one day over 24. Incidentally, today is Darryl Spencer's birthday. There's a pitch back to Fairley. It's a little bit high for ball one. One ball, one strike. Darryl Spencer is 33 years of age today. 3-3 game as Jackson works in the top of the fourth. He has given up three runs on six hits, struck out one, walked none. And the 1-1 pitch is a let-up curveball. It's just off of the plate for ball two. Two balls and one. Now the left-hander into the windup and back to Fairley, and it's inside for ball three. On deck batter, John Roseborough. He'll be followed by Larry Burright. Jackson into the windup and back to the plate with a 3-1 pitch, and he misses again for ball four. And that's the first walk issued by Al Jackson, giving the Dodgers a runner at first base with no one out and bringing up John Roseborough. John drove in a run his first time up when he hit into a force play, forcing Fairley at second base and allowing Howard to score from third base on the attempt at the double play, which didn't come off. Roseborough batting .280 for the year and batting from the left-hand side. The first pitch to him is hit up in the air to shallow left field. Woodling under the ball now moves in a couple of the steps and makes a catch. Out number one. Returning to first base, Ron Fairley. Now the batter, Larry Burright. Burright hit into a double play his first time up. He came into the game with a .223 average. Burright playing at second base. Bats on the right-hand side. Jackson with his first pitch to the right-hander. Hit on the ground and the shortstop should go. And he takes second base by himself. Throws to first base in time for a double play. And that is the second time that Burright has entered an inning by hitting into a double play. And that double play, the 79th of the year for the New York Mets. In the inning for the Dodgers, no runs, no hits. There were no errors. One walk, no one left. And the score at the end of 3 1/2 innings of play. The Dodgers 3, the Mets 3. Say, did you ever notice how a manager juggles his lineup until he comes up with a winner? He keeps moving his players around until he finds the right man for the right position. You know, it makes sense in filler cigarettes, too. Smoke all seven leading filler cigarettes, and I'll bet your taste will tell you to stick with Viceroy, because some cigarettes taste too strong, like they didn't have a filter at all. And others, well, others taste too light. They take all the fun and flavor out of smoking. But Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Viceroy in the familiar soft pack or the exclusive new slide top case.
You've heard about the filter on this cigarette, but the Viceroy taste is the best thing yet.
He means Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong.
Not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right.
That's right. That's right.
Incidentally, those two double plays turned in by the Mets to run their total to 79, sending 1,000 Viceroy cigarettes apiece to the Northport Veterans Hospital in Long Island, courtesy of the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation. Tie score, 3-3 game, and the first batter up for the Mets will be Joe Christopher. On the mound, Don Drysdale, and his first pitch is pulled foul out of play for strike one. Drysdale has given up three runs, allowed only three hits. He has struck out four and walked three. Big Don looking for his 16th win of the year. He's lost only four games, and he comes back with a curve that misses outside, ball one. For years, Drysdale claimed the reason why he didn't win 20 games every year, he has never done it, was that he had to pitch in the Coliseum with the short left field fence. Actually, his record was better in the Coliseum than it was in the road during those years through 58 to 61. Now he comes back with a fastball for strike two. But this year, Don seems to be well on his way to becoming the pitcher that everyone claimed he would be. And the big right-hander back in the windup for the 1-2 pitch. And this one is just a little bit outside for ball two. Don Wilsboro thought he had that one. Two balls and two strikes. Out the bottom half of the fourth inning. And the 2-2 pitch by Drysdale bounced through the pitcher's mound, coming over as Wills back a second. Up with the ball, over to first in time. Maury Wills with a lot of range at shortstop, moving in back of the bag to take that bouncing ball. 6-3 if you're scoring, and the batter now, Elias Chacon. Well, for years we thought that Louis Aparicio was the best shortstop in baseball during the present playing. But this year, Wills, with his stolen bases, he's way ahead of Aparicio, certainly taking over as the top shortstop in baseball. There's a pitch to Chacon, hit out to right field, coming on Big Frank Howard, and he takes it in. Frank surrounds that ball out in the outfield. Two men out now. And the batter will be the pitcher, Al Jackson. Al doubled down the right field line and took advantage of some speedy base running to stretch the single into a double against Frank Howard's fine throwing arm. He has one of the three hits off Drysdale. Batting from the left-hand side with two out. Three to three game. And the first pitch by Drysdale is swung on and missed. Strike one. Jackson with a big swing. If you ever want to check how the opposition regards the opposing pitcher when he's batting, just check how they play. Right now, you can tell the Dodgers respect Jackson by playing him as a full hitter against Drysdale. There's a big swing and another miss for strike two. Whenever you can figure a batter to pull Drysdale, you have to figure he's a pretty good hitter. Now the two-strike pitch to Jackson. This one is an attempt at a bunt, strike three. So Drysdale retires the side by picking up his fifth strikeout. And in the inning for the Mets, three up and three down. The score at the end of four innings complete. The Dodgers three, the New York Mets three. Well, we're moving now to the top of the fifth inning, and once again, here's Bob with the scores.
All right, Ralph, in the game's away from the Polo Grounds at the end of four and a half, Phillies three and the Giants one. The Giants picked up a run in the top of the fifth inning. That's Billy O'Dell against Dennis Bennett. Pittsburgh three, Houston nothing at the end of three. Turk Farrell against Bob Friend. St. Louis did not score in the first off Warren Spahn. Bob Gibson pitching for the Cardinals. In a day game at Wrigley Field, the Cubs beat Cincinnati 1-0 on a one-hit shutout by 21-year-old Cal Kuntz from Fayetteville, North Carolina. In the American League, the Yankees at Los Angeles tonight. That game will not start until 11. The Red Sox play at Kansas City. Those two teams split at Twin Bill last night. Baltimore got three in the last of the fourth inning and chasing Jim Perry. And now at the end of four, the Birds lead the Indians 5-0. Hard-throwing Steve Barber is on the mound for the Orioles, and Bill Daly relieved Jim Perry in the fourth inning. They have a game delayed because of rain in Chicago tonight, the Tigers and White Sox. They're underway in Minnesota. Washington did not score off Camilo Pasqual. Tom Chaney will pitch for the Washington Senators. So that's the rundown on scores of other ball games. Right here at the Polo Grounds, tomorrow's big one with the Dodgers and the old-timers game. Doubleheader with the Giants on Sunday. Night game with the Giants Monday night. Tuesday will be off. Danny Murtaugh's red-hot Pittsburgh Pirates coming in for two doubleheaders Wednesday in the afternoon and Thursday, a twi-nighter.
Fans, light up a Viceroy and find out what we mean when we say Viceroy's got the taste that's right. Now, Don Drysdale is up against Al Jackson in the fifth inning, and the pitch is bounced foul off the plate, coming back strike one. Don will be followed by Maury Wills and then by Jim Gilliam. Dodgers 3 runs on 6 hits and 1 error. New York 3 runs on 3 hits, 1 error. Jackson winds, in comes his pitch. And this time, Drysdale holds up in time, and the count is even. 1-1. Both of the pitchers in this ballgame, Al Jackson and Don Drysdale, are respected as hitters. Pitching 1-1. And the ball is a foul pop-up over toward the field boxes. Thronberry may or may not have room. Over he goes. He's got it. Good catch. Good play by Marv Thronberry. He one-handed a foul ball over near the field box, really. Drysdale retired, and on to hit now will be Maury Wills. Maury was thrown out on a real good backhand play made by Felix Mantilla in the opening inning. Then he singled to right field in the third. He took second on a wild pitch. He tried to score from second base on a base hit to right field by Junior Gilliam, and Richie Ashburn uncorked a perfect throw to nail Maury Wills at the plate. Little Maury, hitting right-handed, chokes up on the handle of the bat, tries to bunt. He misses, strike one. Maury does not have a stolen base so far in the series. Roger Craig kept him off the bases 3 straight times in the game last night. He singled in the 8th inning. Taken up high, 1-1 to Maury Wills. Maury has a great chance to write a new National League record in stolen bases. He has an outside chance at the modern record held by Ty Cobb of 96. Of course, Ty had one great thing going for him over Maury Wills. The 1-1 delivery. Hit field line. That may stay fair to the seats. It's going. It's gone. A home run to right field. Third home run of the year. All three have been hit right here at the Polo Grounds. He hit the other two in 1 ball game. One was an inside the park home run. So little Maury Wills has put the Dodgers in front by a score of 4-3 with a home run into the lower deck in right field, not too far from the foul pole. He hit it off Al Jackson, batting right-handed. He hit the ball to the opposite field and into the lower deck. So Maury has hit 3 home runs, all of them here in the Polo Grounds. Outside and low, it's 1. He's hit 2 into the right field seats, and then batting left-handed, he hit it inside the park home run to right center field. Jackson out of his windup, pitches to Gilliam. A strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Now the pitch on the way, that's a strike on the outside corner. 1-2. The 1-2 delivery, a grounder slashed to short, comes up on an knee-high hop for Elio. The peg to Thronberry is in time. It was back on Memorial Day, May 30th, that Maury Wills hit 2 home runs in 1 ball game. He homered in the 5th inning off Bob Moorhead, and then homered in the 9th inning off Vinegar Ben Mizell. Willie Davis takes a pitch in there for a call strike. Maury has hit only 4 home runs during his major league career. He hit 1 last year. He hit none in 1959 and 60.
He now has three this year. Ground ball hammered down to first. Big hop taken by Thornberry. The race to the bag. He beats him. Davis is out. That ball took a sudden bad hop, but Thornberry reacted quickly, reached up and glove-handed it, and he beats Willie Davis to the base to retire the side. But the Dodgers take the lead on the home run by Maury Wills. One run, one hit, no errors, none left on. So we've come halfway, and the score at the end of four and a half innings, the Dodgers 4 and the Mets 3. And now a word from Viceroy Cigarettes.
I was at the races, and the track was fast, and the horses I backed ran dead last. I couldn't believe it, but the gal next to me had just finished picking 3 out of 3. It was plain to see I could use some advice, so I offered her a smoke, just to break the ice. She said,
I only smoke filters, but some are so mild you can hardly taste them.
And I just smiled. I said, Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got
the taste that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Now when I go to the track, I win, because I bring along my next of kin.
Ah, that's right.
So I want you to know, and I'll take all bets, if you smoke all 7 Filter cigarettes, you'll find some too strong,
some too light.
But Viceroy's got
the taste that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Now the last of the fifth inning, Mets trailing for the first time tonight. Dodgers out in front 4-3 on the homer by Maury Wills, and Richie Ashburn is up against Don Drysdale. Richie has drawn a walk and grounded out. Big Don winding, in comes his pitch. Blazer inside at the knees. 1-0. Richie was on base when Mantilla parked a 3-run homer into the upper deck in left field. Ground ball hit toward the hole. Backhand can't be reached. It goes into the outfield for a base hit. Wills trying to make a backhand play deep in the hole, but Richie's on with a clean base hit. That's base hit number 4 off Drysdale. Mets have the tying run on Richie Ashburn. Nobody out. The hitter is Charlie Neal. Charlie has struck out and grounded out pitcher to first. Ground ball that he was thrown out on by Don Drysdale was hit hard. Drysdale reached out, flagged it down with a backhand stab. Now we have timeout being asked for by the New York Mets as they get straightened out on the signs. Charlie Neal stepping in. Enthusiastic crowd backing up the Mets now, hoping they can get it going against Drysdale, the winningest pitcher in Major League Ball. Way outside, a good stab by John Roseborough. He had to lunge out and backhand it. Gene Whitling crouched in the on-deck circle with Sammy Taylor to follow. Last half of inning number 5, Dodgers in front 4-3. Drysdale up in pitching position. Throws to first, not in time. Richie Ashburn hustling back. Richie came up with a great throw to cut down Maury Wills trying to score from second on a single to right earlier in the game. Throw to first. Richie has to dive to get back. Real close play at first base. Drysdale with a real good, hard, fast move to first base. That one was close. Don figuring that the Mets might be playing hit and run, and he's trying to keep Ashburn close. A throw to first. Safe. He has to again plunge back headlong. Don Drysdale really going to work on Richie Ashburn. Now Richie up with his lead once again. A throw to first, 4 in a row, and he's back again. Last 3 times, Richie's had to come back in with a belly whopper.
Barksdale into the set position. Delivers to the plate. Outside and low, a breaking ball missing, and the count goes 2-0 on Charlie Neal. Now Charlie out of the batter's box, getting his sign from Sally Hemus. Ashburn leading off first. In comes the pitch. Blazing fast ball over. A call strike, 2-1. Now Ashburn grabs his lead, draws a throw, dives back once again. That's four times that Ritchie has had to come sprawling back head first in order to get back ahead of the throw by Don Drysdale. Ashburn, the tying run on first. Nobody out. We're in the last half of the fifth inning. This has been a ball game packed with excitement. Charlie Neal checking with Sally Hemus, and Sally relays the signs along from manager Casey Stengel. Dodgers have the infield straight away against Charlie and the outfield straight away. Pitching 2-1. Ground ball hit hard up the middle, a base hit. Ashburn around second will try for third. Willie Davis throwing to third, the slide. But on to second goes Neal. Runners at second and third. Into second on the throw to third by Willie Davis. And now the Mets have runners on second and third, nobody out. Neal single to center with a hot smash. Ashburn went around to third. And Charlie took second on the throw to third. Now Gene Woodling waiting. Here's the pitch to him. A high fly ball to left center field. Ashburn is tagging up. Willie Davis getting under it. He makes the catch. Here comes Ashburn. He'll score. The throw comes across towards third, and the game is tied. Gene Woodling ties it up with a fly ball to left center field. Now the New York Mets with the tie-breaking run on second. One out and their cleanup batter, Sammy Taylor, facing Don Drysdale. Don looking in to take his sign from Johnny Roseboro, the infield playing Taylor to pull. Back deep and swung around toward right. Drysdale off the stretch. Here's the pitch on the way, a ground ball on the right side, run down by Burright. The play is to first in time, hitting Sammy Taylor. And moving on to third goes Charlie Neal. Now it's 2 men away and Mantilla coming up. Warm-up action in the Dodger bullpen for the first time tonight. Ron Peronoski, a left-hander. Ed Roebuck, a right-hander. Both given the sign to get ready. Now here's the slugging star of the game, Felix Mantilla. Felix hit a 3-run homer in the first, and he singled to center field in the third. So Felix has 2 for 2 and 3 RBIs. Ball one, a little bit high, and he takes it. Mantilla hitting at 276. At Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, they're going into the seventh inning now, with the Phillies leading the Giants by a score of 3-1. Outside and low to Mantilla. 2 balls and no strikes. On 2 occasions this year, Mantilla, who can really get hot for you, has had 5 hits in a row. Swing and a miss. Man, Mantilla's last time up prior to tonight's ball game was against the Cardinals, and he had a triple. So he's had a triple, a home run, and a single in his last three times up. Here's the windup pitched by Drysdale. Outside and low, it's ball three, 3-1. Chris Cannizzaro is coming in from the bullpen to the dugout. He may have to go behind the plate. Sammy Taylor was hit on the ring finger of his right hand when he got his hand in front of the ball in his haste to throw out a runner. A high pop fly to shallow left field. Maury Wills, scooting in the shallow left, says, "I'll take it." And he makes the catch to side his out. But the Mets tie the game up in their half of the fifth inning. One run on two hits, no errors, one left on. And now five innings complete. Dodgers four runs, seven hits, one error. The New York Mets four runs, five hits, and one error. Well, say, Lindsay, here's a Rangel riddle that's pretty tough. You know what manager won pennants with three different clubs?
Yes, sir. On a night like this, I do indeed, Robert, because he is sitting right down there in section number 27 right now. Bill McKegney, who won him with the Cards, the Pirates, and the Reds.
Yes, sir. There's a fellow that goes on to Cooperstown to be inducted in baseball's Hall of Fame. Well, how about this one? Who managed the Yankees between Miller Huggins and Joe McCarthy?
Well, of course, that's an easy one. Bob Schalke.
Well, now, if you flunk this one, we're all out of work. You know what makes Rheingold Extra Dry taste so good?
That is sure an easy one, all right, Robert. In fact, the answer is right there on the label. You can read it. Extra dry. Those two little words tell you that Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. It's brisk, it's bright, it's clean, clear through. And dry tells you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costly way. It's brewed extra dry to be extra refreshing. Just right to enjoy, well, along with every baseball game.
Chris Cannizzaro will take over behind the plate, replacing Sammy Taylor. Sammy's on his way to the clubhouse to undergo some repairs. I'll tell you, catching in baseball is not the easiest job in the world. So while we get set now to go along to the sixth inning, let's pause for station identification. Is in readiness for the big day tomorrow. The weatherman is going to cooperate beautifully. For your added convenience, because we realize so many of you will want to come in early tomorrow, the gates will be open at 9:30 and the bleacher and general admission seats will be on sale. Hope you're planning to be here. Good seats are still available. Now here's Tommy Davis up against Al Jackson in the top of the sixth. The fly ball to center field, fairly deep. Ambling back is Joe Christopher. He draws a beat on it, makes the catch, one down. One away, nobody out in the sixth inning. That'll bring up right fielder Frank Howard. The Pittsburgh Pirates lead Houston 3-0 at the end of five behind the pitching of Bob Friend. And almost unnoticed, Danny Murtaugh's Pittsburgh Pirates have been gaining on everybody. While the attention has been focused sharply on the Dodgers and Giants, the champions of 2 years ago, the Pittsburgh Pirates, with Vern Law and Joe Gibbon back in form, and Bob Skinner really hitting, have been making huge strides. That's a strike on a foul tip. Right now, the Pirates are third in the National League race. They're only 4.5 games out. We were talking to one of the Pirates scouts just a couple of days ago, and he says that the Pirates, to a man, feel that they are going to win the pennant this year. Now Jackson winding the pitch to Howard. Bouncing ball hit to the left of Elio Chacon. A base hit going into left center field. So the fans of the National League and the New York Mets in our area will have a chance to make their own comparisons, because the Pirates will be in here for a doubleheader next Wednesday afternoon and a doubleheader, a twilight night affair, on Thursday. Four big games for the Bucks. Wednesday and Thursday, two doubleheaders. Now the hitter is Ron Fairley. And comes the pitch. Outside and low. Curly has really been tough for the New York Mets. He's been tougher to get out than trying to get mosquitoes out of your back porch. He's hitting about 500 against the Mets this year. Tonight, Ron has singled a right and drawn a walk. Breaking ball over the throw to first by Canizero. Not in time. Chris has a good arm, and he really whipped that one down to Marv Thornberry as they tried to get Big Frank Howard. This is a good one, all tied up, 4-4. Jackson makes the set. Now the pitch to Fairley, a fly ball to right center. It's deep. Back goes Christopher. Back to the warning path. He's under it. Makes the catch in deep right center. That ball hit well over 400 feet to the warning path in distant right center where it was taken by Joe Christopher. Two outs now with Howard on first. The hitter will be Johnny Roseboro. Roseboro had one hit, and that was a long one in the game last night. Twice he was denied a hit on hard-hit drives, but his last time up, he tripled with a long drive up the alley in left center field. Left-hand batter up toward the front of the batter's box. The pitch to him in the dirt. Good scoop by Chris Canizero on an off-speed breaking ball thrown by Al Jackson. The Dodgers own a big edge over the Mets this year, but some of these ball games have been great ones. Now the pitch by Jackson, and he pops the ball up near the plate. He could have hit that one in a silo. Chris Canizero is under it, and he takes it to the out. The side is retired. Foul pop-up taken by Canizero. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. And now at the end of 5.5 for school.
Aye, man, it's got flavor to spare. Brisk and bright and clean clear through. And dry tells you why. Brewed of the choicest ingredients. The long, slow way. No wonder it's the most popular beer in town. The taste of Rhine goes bright because it's brewed just right. Brewed long and slow for flavor. Clean and extra dry, that Rheingold extra dry. Now that's the beer to buy. It's extra dry, that's why. Have a Rheingold beer tonight.
Mighty good advice, my friends. Have a Rheingold extra dry tonight. Now Marv Thornberry will be up against Don Drysdale in the last half of the sixth inning. Marv 0 for 2 will be followed by Joe Christopher and then Elio Chacon. Big Don into his windup pitches to Marv. Fastball inside across the letters. One ball and no strike. Here's the 1-0 delivery. Blazing fastball inside. Ball 2, 2-0. Drysdale has walked 3, struck out 5. Don cranking up, and the pitch to Marv. He goes after it, a foul pop-up. This will be out of play. Beyond the reach of Johnny Roseboro, back into the crowd. The big story and the big concern with the Dodgers, who are fighting for the National League pennant, is Sandy Koufax. Sandy, who has emerged as a truly great one, had to leave last night's ball game due to a numbness in the index finger of his pitching hand and also in his thumb. Foul back. No play, and it's 2-2 on Marvin Thornberry. Koufax has been absolutely brilliant, and without him, the Dodgers could encounter all kinds of problems in trying to win a pennant. Now the 2-2 pitch, fouled again out of play. However, since he suffered the bruise that caused the numbness in his pitching hand, Sandy has started 4 ball games, and all 4 have been victories, and he's pitched extremely well.
But he's had to go almost entirely with his fastball. But he has the kind of fastball that a fella can go with. As they say, Walter Johnson threw a fastball for 20 years. Now the 2-2 pitch. Drive to left center field. Hit on the nose by Meyer for a base hit. Over quickly is Willie Davis. He'll hold Thornberry to a single. Hard hit liner into left center. A clean hit for Thornberry. Willie Davis, with that great speed out in center field, gets over into those alleys in left center and right center in a real hurry. And he gets balls and holds runners to singles on what normally would have a real good chance to go for a two-base hit. Joe Christopher has been up twice, popped to second and grounded out short to first. Game tied 4-4. We're in the last half of the sixth inning. Now Don Drysdale looking into Roseboro to get his sign. Thornberry with a short lead at first. In comes the pitch. They look for the bunt, but he takes all away and it's over a call strike. Sammy Taylor suffered a laceration on the ring finger of his throwing hand. Trainer Gus Mosh came out and taped the finger, and Sammy, who has a lot of grit, stayed with it for a while, but it had been deemed advisable that he check out of the lineup that x-rays might be taken to take no chances. Now a throw to first in the dirt, but Ron Fairley dicks it out. He almost threw that one away. Now Christopher getting his sign from Sally Hemus. Los Angeles, 4 runs on 8 hits and 1 error. New York, 4 runs, 6 hits and 1 error. Drysdale set. Down comes his pitch. Bunted back toward the mound. Drysdale grabs it, throws to second. First play on Thornberry. As Drysdale came off the mound to get the bunt, he slipped. Went down to one knee, but then just kind of spun around while on one knee and fired back to second on a good throw to force Marvin Thornberry. Christopher on first on the attempted sacrifice and fielder's choice, and the hitter now is Elio Chacon. Elio has grounded out third to first and skied to right. He's hitless and 2 times up. Drysdale, working off the stretch, delivers to Elio. He swings, the bat flies out of throw to first. He picked him off. Roseboro to Ron Fairley, and Christopher is picked off. They might have had a hit and run play going that time, although Christopher was not too far off first base. Elio just about threw his bat at the ball, indicating that the hit and run might have been on. And Roseboro whipped a strong throw to Ron Fairley, and Christopher, trying to dive back in, is picked off. Strike to Elio Chacon, and now Drysdale has him 2 strikes. One ball, 2 strikes on Elio Chacon. The game tied 4-4. The Mets took the early lead on a 3-run homer by Felix Mantilla off Drysdale in the opening inning. The Dodgers got 1 run back in the second. Roseboro's ground ball driving in the run. Willie Davis knocked in the second run, and the third scored on an error charge to Chacon to tie it up. Here's the pitch on the way. Foul ball off the plate. No play. Maury Wills gave the Dodgers a lead in the fifth inning when he hit a home run to the opposite field. But the Mets bounced right back to tie up the ball game on base hits by Ashburn and Neal and a sacrifice fly by Gene Woodley. Pitching 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Elio Chacon fanned number 6 in the game for Don Drysdale in 6 innings. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, none left on. And now 6 innings complete. The score,
the Dodgers 4, and the Mets 4. Now all set to step in behind our microphone and carry the remainder of the way in this exciting game tonight from the Polo Grounds, Lindsey Nelson.
Thanks very much, Bob Murphy. Al Jackson on his way out to the mound right now. Starting pitcher still in there for the New York Mets. And he will be facing Larry Burright, Don Drysdale, and Maury Wills for the Los Angeles Dodgers in the top half of the seventh inning. With the season half gone, Rheingold Extra Dry would just like to tell you what a pleasure it's been to be able to bring you the Mets on radio and television. Of course, there's still a lot of baseball action left, and you can be sure that Rheingold Extra Dry will bring you every bit of it. So settle back and enjoy this game presented by Rheingold Extra Dry, and you'll enjoy it even more with a fine cold glass of Rheingold Extra Dry at your side. Taking a look at the scoreboard now in the lone afternoon action. The Chicago Cubs defeated the Cincinnati Reds 1-0. Cal Kuntz pitching a one-hitter. Perkey taking the loss. The end of seven innings of play in Philadelphia. It is now the Phillies 3 and the San Francisco Giants 1. Odell against Bennett. Chuck Hiller homed in the fifth with nobody on for the Giants. The end of six innings of play. The Pittsburgh Pirates 3. The Houston Colts 45-0. Dick Farrell against Bob Friend. The end of two innings of play. The St. Louis Cardinals 0. Milwaukee Braves 0. Bob Gibson against Warren Spahn. That's the way the action is going elsewhere in the National League. Right here, Larry Burright steps into the batter's box. Right-hand batter, left-hander Al Jackson, dips into the windup. And here's the pitch. It is swung on and missed for strike one. Score tied, 4-4, second game of the series between the Dodgers and the Mets. Here's a swing and a foul ball off to the right side. It's a two-strike count to Larry Burright. Al Jackson is the leading strikeout artist on the pitching staff of the New York Mets. He came into tonight's ball game with 70 strikeouts to his credit. There's a pitch missing. A little high. It is one ball and two strikes to Burright. The gates will be open here at the Polo Grounds tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. Here's a 1-2 pitch swung on. That's a ground ball taken at third by Mancia. Throws on to first in time and got him. Nice play by Felix Mancia, moving to his left to glove it and then threw on the run. There is one man out, and pitcher Don Drysdale is coming up. He has been up twice without a hit. Tall, rangy right-hand batter. Drysdale, the winningest pitcher in the Major League, with 15 victories to his credit. The only National League pitcher ever to take 15 victories into the All-Star game at midsummer. He seasoned a dizzy team, won 30 games. He took 14 into the All-Star game. Here's a pitch to Drysdale, swung on. It's a fly ball high to center field. Joe Christopher moves underneath. He makes the catch for the out. Two away, nobody on, and that will bring up switch hitting leadoff man Maury Wills. Tonight, Wills has grounded out third to first, singled, and homered into the right field stand. Maury Wills likes the friendly confines of the Polo Ground. Starting this season, he had only hit one home run in his entire Major League career. He has hit three this season, all three of them coming here at the Polo Ground. Two men out and nobody on base. As Jackson is into the windup and the pitch. It's a curveball in there for a call, strike one. Sammy Taylor has retired from action with a lacerated ring finger on his throwing hand. The finger's giving him a lot of trouble during his career. There's a pitch tight, a fastball right across the top of the letter. It's 1-1.
rocked him back. Jackson's pitch swung on and lined, a foul ball, missing by inches. And Leo DeRocha, the coach at third base, is coming out now to question Tom Gorman, the umpire who made the call. The ball hit a couple of feet in front of Gorman. It is a foul ball. Maury Wills pulled up at second base and is being called back by Jock O'Connell, the umpire behind the plate. Line right down the left field line and missed by the barest fraction. Leo DeRocha still standing there pointing with his toe to the line and saying something to Tom Gorman. Maury Wills is talking to umpire Jock O'Connell at the plate. DeRocha still out there along the left field line, walking now reluctantly back toward the coach's box at third. Maury Wills steps back into the batter's box now, chokes up a little bit on the bat. He has a count of one ball and two strikes. And here's the pitch, missing low and away. It is 2-2. Score tied here. The Dodgers 4 and the Mets 4 in the top half of the seventh inning. Concluding game of this series will be played tomorrow afternoon. There's a pitch low. So the count is full to Maury Wills. At 3-2. Jackson takes a moment now to adjust the leg of his uniform there. Now he is set. End of the windup and the payoff pitch. Swung on and fouled off. The count holds at 3-2. New York Mets got off to a big start in this ball game. In the bottom half of the first inning when Felix Mantilla hit a three-run homer. But the Dodgers came back to get one in the second and two in the third to tie it 3-3. Maury Wills sent the Dodgers ahead in the fourth and the Mets tied it. Here's a swing and a ground ball taken by Chacon. He throws to first in time and he's out. Nice fielding play by Chacon coming to his left. Firing it on in time to get Maury Wills. So in the top of the seventh, the Dodgers are out with no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end, a 6-1/2 innings of play. The score is the Los Angeles Dodgers 4 and the New York Mets 4. Well, here it is, the seventh inning. And you know what that calls for, Ralph Kiner?
I certainly do. The good old seventh inning stretch. And, Lindsay, what's that call for?
Well, that calls for fine, cold Rheingold. Rheingold extra dry beer. But really, any nice time calls for Rheingold. It makes any wonderful day just a little more wonderful. But that figures because Rheingold is the dry beer. Yes, two little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold is the happy choice of millions. Extra dry tells you Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costly way that tastes brisk and bright and clean, clear through.
Yes, Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. That's why millions say my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. So why not join them? Enjoy a tall, refreshing glass of Rheingold all during this hot weather. And also right now, as Lindsay brings you more of the baseball action.
All right, Ralph Kiner, we go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. And the New York Mets are scheduled to send up pitcher Al Jackson. He walks out of the dugout, stops along the on-deck circle there to get a bat from Richie Ashburn and continues on up to the plate. Jackson has been up twice. He doubled and struck out, trying to bunt the third strike, trying to utilize his speed. And he has an abundance of it. It's a 4-4 tie. The Mets battling the league-leading Dodgers. That's a fastball in there for a called strike. And in Philadelphia, they're going to the eighth inning with the Phillies leading the Giants by a score of 3-1. Drysdale's pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. Big Don Drysdale. Giving a sidearm delivery. Blazing fastball, his best pitch. He has the sign into the windup. And the pitch swung on and missed strike three. That is strikeout number seven for Don Drysdale in tonight's game. One away, nobody on, and Richie Ashburn is coming up for the Mets. He walked, was on base when Mantilla hit his three-run home in the first inning. The second inning, he grounded out to first base. Fairly played it over to Drysdale's covering. And Ashburn singled and scored in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Scored on the sacrifice fly by Gene Woodling to center field. Drysdale pitched to the left-hand batter. Swung on and fouled off for strike one. Again, Drysdale is set to work. And the pitch is low for a ball. It's one and one. The gates will open here at 9:30 tomorrow morning. The old-timers' activity will start at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. And the game between the Dodgers and the Mets will be at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. That pitch is high for a ball. It's two and one. Charlie Neal kneeling in the on-deck circle now for the New York Mets. Again, Drysdale dips into the windup. The pitch swung on and lined on the left field line. Curving foul and out of play. Off the wall. Rebounded onto the playing field and Tommy Davis runs it down. A patented Richie Ashburn type hit down the left field line, but this one curved foul. And it's two and two. For the man who twice won the batting championship of the National League in 1955 and again in 1958. Jack O'Connell now comes around to say something to Ashburn. Comes around in front of catcher John Roseborough. Now Conlon reassumes his position behind the plate. And the 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled off on the ground. Back at third. Count holds it 2-2 to Richie Ashburn. Back in there now waiting as Drysdale leans way over to get the sign. Dips into the windup and the pitch. Swung on and it is a foul ball. Back to third, giving it a run is Jim Gilliam, and he's over there to make the catch for the out. So Ashburn has fouled out to Gilliam behind the bag at third. Two away, nobody on, and Charlie Neal's coming up. Neal struck out, grounded out pitcher to first and single. It's the Dodgers 4 and the Mets 4. Dodgers started the night one half game ahead of the second place San Francisco Giants. There's a pitch swung on, it's a ground ball to third. Gilliam takes it deep. Now up and throws on to first in time for the yard. So in the bottom half of the seventh, Drysdale got the Mets out in order with no runs on, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And at the end of seven complete innings of play, the score is the Los Angeles Dodgers 4, the New York Mets 4. Now we have the official paid attendance figures for tonight. Official paid, 23,910. Service and press, 635. Total in the ballpark tonight, 24,545. The New York Mets have gone over the half-million mark.
505,146 paid to this point. So the New York Mets are over the half-million mark in attendance, and the Met management wishes to thank the fans of New York and vicinity for their support during the first half of this season, for turning out to see National League Baseball back in the city of New York. Right now, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause for station identification. Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at the Polo Grounds. As we move to the top half of the eighth inning of the ballgame, tied 4-4, it'll be Jim Gilliam, Willie Davis, and Tommy Davis coming up for the Los Angeles Dodgers. If you'd like to mark your baseball calendar with the dates of events coming up, tomorrow, of course, is Old Timers Day. August 4th is Rheingold Day. The sixth finalist for Miss Rheingold of 1963 will be presented to the public for the first time. August 17th is Stan Musial Night. August 24th is Gil Hodges Night. September 14th is Radio Television Appreciation Night. September 16th is Bohack Supermarkets Day. September 20th is Howard Close Day. We'll be telling you more about those special days on these broadcasts of Med Games. Right now, the pitch to Jim Gilliam is in there for a call, strike one. Gilliam doubled, single, and grounded out, short to first. Left-hander Al Jackson has the sign, dips into the windup, kicks and fires, and here's his ground ball to shortstop. Taken by Elio Chacon, he plays over to Thornberry in time, and he's out. So Gilliam has grounded out short to first, one away, and Willie Davis is coming up. Davis struck out, tripled to drive in a run, later scored himself, and grounded out to first base. Davis, a tall, rangy left-hand batter. Waiting for Jackson's pitch, and he takes it in there. Fastball for a called strike one. The Dodgers 4 and the Mets 4, battling here in the top half of the eighth inning. Again, the pitch. Let-up pitch that is swung on and full foul on the first baseline on the ground. It's a two-strike count to Davis. National League this afternoon, the Cubs defeated the Cincinnati Reds 1-0. Al Kunz pitched a one hitter. Going to the bottom half of the eighth inning in Philadelphia, it's the Phillies 3 and the Giants 1. Going to the eighth inning in Houston, it is Pittsburgh 3 and the Houston Colts 45-0. Going to the bottom of the third in Milwaukee, it's the Cardinals 2, the Braves nothing. Pitches low and away to Willie Davis, gets away and comes all the way back. It's 1-2 to him. Now there is action in the bullpen for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Joe Mohler, a tall right-hander, is out there throwing, 19-year-old Joe Mohler. In the American League, all the action is night action. The Yankees at Los Angeles against the Angels in the latest start. The Red Sox at Kansas City in the latest start. Mon Boquette against Walker. The end of 6.5, it is Baltimore 5, Cleveland 3. Here's a swing and a foul ball. Detroit at Chicago, delayed because of rain, has not yet begun. And at the end of 3 innings of play, the Minnesota Twins won, the Washington Senators nothing. Cheney against Pasquale. That's how the action is going elsewhere. Right here, it's a 4-4 tie with a count of 1-2 to Willie Davis at the plate. Al Jackson with the windup and the pitch. Slow curveball, cut on and pull foul on the first baseline. The count holds at 1-2. From the scoreboard that the Giants are trailing in their game at Philadelphia, the Dodgers especially would like to pull this one out.
Here's a swing and a ground ball down the first baseline. Fielded deep by Thornberry. Fair ball. He plays to Jackson. He's out. Jackson flips the ball right back to Thornberry. Looks as though he was pulling off a basketball play, but he is out at first base. The ball went over the bag, was fielded deep by Thornberry, and then he had to play it underhand to Jackson covering. He took it at the bag. The call was out, and he gave it right back to Thornberry, coming in to bag him up. Two away, nobody on, and Tommy Davis coming up. Grounded out, was out on Chacon's error and flied to center field. ...23-year-old right-hand batter. Takes a pitch high. Pops out of the big glove of Chris Canizero and comes on back. Tommy Davis has 127 base hits. He leads the major leagues in that department. All of last season, he only had 128. That's a fastball getting in there. It's 1-1. Jackson, before coming up on the rubber, dropped the ball out of his glove, walks over to pick it up now. Now the 1-1 pitch to Davis. Low and inside. It is two balls and one strike. Two home runs in the ballgame tonight. Three-run homer by Felix Mantilla of the Mets in the first inning. Homer with nobody on by Murray Wells of the Dodgers in the fifth. Pitch is in the dirt in there on a short hop. It's 3-1 now to Tommy Davis. Mike Howard kneeling in the on-deck circle for the Dodgers. Joe Mueller continues to throw in the bullpen. Here's the pitch swung on and popped up in foul territory. Canizero got a late start and can't get there. Off to the right of the plate, so it is simply a foul ball. 3-2 the count to Tommy Davis. Al Jackson gave it a big effort. He came down off that mound and gave it the big run. He is just now coming back. Jackson lost his cap on the way. Taking his time, going back to the mound. Boog Powell has hit a home run for the Baltimore Orioles in the seventh inning with one man on. So the Orioles are leading the Cleveland Indians at least by a score of 7-3 and still batting in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Right here, the score is tied, 4-4, and here comes a payoff pitch to Tommy Davis. Swung on and lined into right field for a base hit. Taken by Richie Ashburn, relays it in. Davis holds it first. For Tommy Davis, that is base hit number 128 this season. It keeps his consecutive game hitting streak alive at 15 consecutive games. That ties Ron Fairley's 15-game hitting streak as the longest for the Dodgers this season. All of last season, Tommy Davis got only 128 base hits. And that is his 128th of this season, and he leads the major leagues in that department. Time has been called as Chris Canizero goes out to check with Al Jackson halfway to the mound. The big Frank Howard swinging a bat. He's 2-for-3 tonight. And the other time he lined out to second base. Now he's set to go once again. Frank Howard, 6 feet 7 inches tall. Swinging a bat.
Jackson checks and deals. Curveball swung out and missed. Throw to first. He's back safely. Canizero with a good arm. That's to short off, and he fired down to first. The strike one. Ken Jackson is in the set position, and the pitch swung on as a ground ball to shortstop. Taken by Ciccone, plays to Charlie Neal for the fourth. Tommy Davis goes sliding in, but he is out at second, and the side is retired. So in the top half of the eighth inning, the Dodgers got no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left. Then at the end of 7.5 innings of play at the Polo Grounds, the score is the New York Mets 4 and the Los Angeles Dodgers 4. You know what separates the men from the boys in pro ball? Consistency in the clutch. Yes, sir, day after day, you can count on a real big leaguer to make the play that's right. And among filter cigarettes, there's one brand you can count on to give you the taste that's right every time. Viceroy. Because Viceroy tastes the way you'd like a filter cigarette to taste. Not too strong, like some filter cigarettes that taste as if they didn't have a filter at all. Not too light, like the weak sisters that filter all the fun and flavor out of smoking. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. And that's why I'd like you to put it to the toughest test of all. Smoke all 7 leading filter cigarettes, and I'll bet dollars to donuts you'll find some taste too strong, some taste too light. But Viceroy's got the taste that's right. That's right, my friend. Every time you smoke a Viceroy, you'll know you've picked a winner. Viceroy comes in the familiar soft pack or the exclusive new slide top case. As we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning, the New York Mets will send up Gene Woodling, Chris Canizero, and Felix Mancia. And Bill Hunter is throwing in the bullpen for the New York Mets. Lefty Bill Hunter is throwing in the bullpen for the Mets. Woodling, of course, the left-hand batter with that patented stance of his, bending over the plate. Drysdale pitches inside. It's ball one. Woodling struck out, walked, and had a sacrifice fly. Officially, he's nothing for one. The right-hander now with the pitch swung on. Foul back onto the screen. 1-1. So action continues in both bullpens. Joe Mola throwing for Los Angeles, a right-hander. And lefty Bill Hunter throwing for the New York Mets. Drysdale is set for the 1-1 pitch, swung on, foul back on top of the roof, out of play, and it's 1-2 to Gene Woodling. Manager Casey Stengel got 5 left-hand batters in the lineup tonight against right-hander Don Drysdale. Drysdale tonight looking for the 16th victory of the season. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Swung on and has a drive to right field, and it is one hop to the wall, and it is being chased around by Howard. Woodling is on his way to second. Howard does not have it yet. Woodling is on his way to third. The relay is coming in. He stands up at third with a triple. With a triple, that was a line shot, hit in the warning track, took one hop to the wall, and Frank Howard was a little close to the wall, so it eluded him coming off the wall. And now manager Casey Stengel has come out. He is calling Chris Canizero back from the plate. He wants to have a word with Canizero. The old professor, number 37, talking to Canizero now. In a position on the field between the on-deck circle and home plate. There's a conference. That's the Dodger mound. Drysdale, Roseborough, Fairley, Jim. The New York Mets, of course, having already lost Sammy Taylor for the night, do not have another catcher on the squad other than Canizero, with the exception of Gil Hodges.
who came to the major leagues as a catcher, strangely enough.
So with the score tied, 4-4, the Mets have the potential go-ahead run on at third base. Time has been called, and Jocko Conlon now is walking over toward the dugout, and here comes Jim Hickman out to run for Gene Woodling. It is Hickman running for Woodling, and Woodling gets a hand as he leaves the field here. Jim Hickman with good speed is on his third base now, running for Gene Woodling, who blasted a triple in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Here is the right-hand batter, Chris Catanzaro, up for his first time in this ballgame. Los Angeles Dodgers have the infield in, hoping for a play at the plate. Now they back clear right up about three steps at second base. Looking in, bending over to get a sign, Don Drysdale. He dips into the windup, and here is the pitch. In there for a call, strike one. He used the fastball. Felix Mancia kneeling in the on-deck circle for the Mets to be followed by Marv Thornberry. Nobody out here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Mets want that run. The score is tied, 4-4. Drysdale's pitch. A fastball in there for a call, strike two. Again, Catanzaro looks it over. Now double action in the bullpen of the Los Angeles Dodgers. The left-hander, Ron Peronoski. The right-hander, Ed Roebuck. Bill Hunter still working in the bullpen for the New York Mets. Drysdale takes a look at Hickman leading down the line at third. The two-strike pitch is a fastball missing for ball one. It's one and two. Loesberg still has the ball, talking to umpire Jocko Conlon. Drysdale shook his head, walked around the mound, comes back up now onto the rubber, pulls it to Bill of the Cap, looks in to get a sign. Infield still in for the Los Angeles Dodgers with a count of one ball and two strikes. To Chris Canizzaro at the plate. Into the windup is Drysdale. The pitch is low for ball two. That's ball, and it's 2-2. At bat. Standing in the batter's box as again, Drysdale is set. And here's the pitch. Far on, and it's foul on a line into the stand behind the bag at first. It's out of play, and it's 2-2. The Los Angeles Dodgers 4 and the New York Mets 4. Ready to work, and here's a 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Struck him out swinging. Strikeout number 8 for Drysdale. One away, runner at third still. And Felix Mancia coming up. Mancia has homered, singled, and popped out to third base. Now another conference at the mound. Ron Fairley has come over again to talk to Drysdale. And John Roseborough has come out also. And Jim Gilliam comes in now also to join this conference. And Jack O'Connell has decided that he's not going to let it be that exclusive. He, too, is going to join in. Now they break it up just as Conlon gets there. Drysdale goes back to his position at shortstop. Mancia steps into the batter's box. A ball got out of the bullpen of the New York Mets and rolled all the way out to the center field area, so time is being held up right now while that ball is retrieved. All right, we're ready with Mantilla, right-hand batter, standing in. Hickman leading down the line at third, one man out. Drysdale leaning way over to get his sign from John Roseborough. Rhythmic applause starting here at the Polo Grounds. The windup and the pitch. Swung on and fouled back onto the screen for strike one. First, the Mets figure all they need is the ground ball through or the fly ball to the outfield. In order to get this run in, the score is tied 4-4. For that reason, the Dodgers are playing the outfield comparatively shallow as well, in center and in right, in order to be able to make a play at the plate. Here's the pitch. It's a call, strike two. Felix Mantilla. Don Drysdale trying to pitch himself out of trouble. Gene Woodling opened up this bottom half of the eighth inning with a triple. Now Drysdale again is looking in for the sign. Has it. Here's the windup. And the pitch, it's tight. It's funny. So it is 1-2. Mantilla swinging the bat. In the batter's box as Drysdale is set to work. That pitch misses low and away for ball two. It's 2-2. It's all over in Philadelphia. The Phillies defeated the Giants by a score of 3-2. Right here, the score is tied 4-4, the Dodgers and the Mets. Drysdale taking a long time to get the sign for the 2-2 pitch. It's on the way. Swung on and popped up foul to the right side, out of play. Right up on top of our booth. Rebounding onto the playing field. So it's a 2-2 count. Still to Felix Mantilla. Marv Thornberry swinging bats in the on-deck circle. Jim Hickman leads down the line at third. Infield pull way in now with a 2-2 count on Mantilla. Gilliam and Wills are actually on the edge of the grass. Against the right-hand hitter, and Mantilla steps back out of the batter's box. On the right side of the infield, Farrelly and Burr out of even with the baseline. Here's the windup and the 2-2 pitch. It's tight. Bunny back and rolled a few feet away from Roseborough. So it is a full count. As Mantilla moved back out of the way of the tight pitch, Roseborough couldn't hang on to it either and popped out of his big glove, rolled a couple of feet up the third baseline. No advance on the play, so it's a full count now to Felix Mantilla. Drysdale pops the ball into the glove, tugs at the bill of the cap. Looks in to get the sign, dips into the windup, and here's the 3-2 pitch. Swung on it to Neville down the third baseline. He feels it, makes a play at the plate, and he is out at the plate. He is out at the plate. Drysdale fielded the ball barehanded and tossed it to Roseborough, who made the play on Hickman, and he is out at the plate. Mantilla on at first base on the fielder's choice. Two men out, runner at first now. That play went 1-2 if you're scoring it. It was a little numbered on the third baseline. And Hickman was running on the play. Drysdale came down off the mound, fielded the ball with his bare hand, and flipped it on to catcher Roseborough. And Hickman was an easy victim at the plate. Antia becomes the base runner at first, of course, and Marv Thornberry is at the plate. And now Roseburg wants a couple of practice tosses. Apparently he is okay. Looking at his right hand, wanted to see if he could throw all right. Apparently he got it a little bruised there in the play at the plate. Well, for the Mets here in the top and the bottom half of the eighth inning, it is up to Marv Thornberry. Up here with two men out and a runner at first base and the score tied 4-4. Swing and a miss by Thornberry. In Philadelphia, the Phillies got 3 runs on 11 hits and no errors. The Giants got 2 runs on 5 hits and no errors. Dennis Bennett, the winner, going all the way for the Phillies and giving the Giants only 5 hits. Billy O'Dell was the loser, relieved by Don Larson in the eighth inning. Here's a lob throw over to first base. Mantilla gets back safely. Again, Drysdale comes set. Pitch to Thornberry. Swung on and foul. Back into the upper deck behind the plate. It's a 2-strike count to Marv. Joe Christopher kneeling in the on-deck circle now for the New York Mets. Still again is in the pitching position. Mantilla leads at first. Pitch is high and away for ball. 1-2 now to Thornberry. Pitching coach Joe Becker of the Los Angeles Dodgers has waved out to the bullpen now, telling Ron Peronoski to sit down. Roebuck continues to throw, but Peronoski has stopped. Here's a 1-2 pitch to Thornberry. Tight, rocked him back, and it's 2-2. It's the Dodgers 4 and the Mets 4 in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Dodgers have their 4 runs on 9 hits. The Mets have their 4 runs on 7 hits. There has been 1 error by each team. Antia leads at first. Drysdale is set. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike 3. Struck him out. And that is strikeout number 9 for Drysdale. And in the bottom half of the eighth, the Mets got no runs on 1 hit, the triple by Woodling. No errors and 1 man left. And so at the end of 8 innings complete at the Polo Grounds in New York, the score is Los Angeles Dodgers 4, New York Mets 4. Tomorrow is a big day, perhaps the biggest day of the season here at the Polo Grounds, Old Timers Day. The gates will be open at 9:30 a.m. The Old Timers activity will start at 1:30, and the regular game between the Mets and the Dodgers will start at 3 p.m. tomorrow. We hope you'll be on hand. And then the San Francisco Giants will be in here for a doubleheader on Sunday at 2 p.m. and a night game on Monday at 8 p.m. So there's lots of baseball action coming up here at the Polo Grounds. Tickets are now on sale for all future games of the Mets. In the National League this afternoon, the Cubs defeated the Cincinnati Reds 1-0. Tonight, the Philadelphia Phillies have defeated the Giants 3-2. At the end of 8 innings of play tonight, the Pittsburgh Pirates 4, the Houston Colts 45-0. In the 4.5 innings of play, the St. Louis Cardinals 2, the Milwaukee Braves 0. That is Gibson against Spahn. In the American League, the New York Yankees at Los Angeles to play the Angels a later start. At the end of 1 inning of play, the Boston Red Sox 0, Kansas City A's 0, Mon Bouquet against Walker. The end of 7.5 innings of play, it is the Baltimore Orioles 7 and the Cleveland Indians 3. Detroit at Chicago delayed because of rain. And at the end of 5 innings of play, Washington Senators 0 and the Minnesota Twins 1. Cheney against Pasquale. Right here, a 4-4 tie. Ron Farrelly is at the plate in the top half of the ninth inning for the Dodgers. He is a left-hand batter who is 1-for-2 and a walk tonight. Al Jackson with a windup and the pitch, a fastball low for ball 1. Last time up, Farrelly had a fly ball deep to right center field, caught out there by Joe Christopher, the deepest part of the ballpark. Al Jackson winds and fires the curveball and gets it in there for a called strike. It's 1-1.
The official paid attendance here this Friday night, 23,910. 635 service and press. Total attendance in the ballpark, 24,545. That pitch is low for a ball. 2-1. And the New York Mets have gone over the half-million mark in home attendance here tonight. And that has been one of the big stories of the baseball season, the Major League Baseball season. The support given the New York Mets here in the city of New York as the National League has come back here. Here's a fastball in there for a call strike. It's 2-2 to Ron Fairley. Jackson has walked only one man tonight, and it was Ron Fairley. There's a swing and a drive deep to right. It's up there, and it is on top for a home run for Ron Fairley. So Fairley comes on around as he has put the Dodgers out in front by a score of 5-4. For him, that is his eighth home run of this season. Coming with nobody out in the top half of the ninth inning. That brings up John Roseboro, who is nothing for three in the ballgame tonight. Left-hand batter. And there's a pitch low and away for ball one. That ball by Fairley hit up on top of the roof, over the upper deck. On out of the ballpark in right field. There's a pitch low to Roseboro. It's 2-0. Jackson takes a moment, rubbing up the ball. Two and oh pitch. He's in there for a call strike. 2-1. When it's low in the dirt, it's blocked by Canizaro. It's out to 3-1 now to John Roseboro. Jackson taking his time getting a sign. Winds and fires a 3-1 pitch. Swung on and foul back out of play. It's 3-2. It is all over in Pittsburgh, and the Pirates have shut out the Houston Gold 45s 4-0. For the Pirates, 4 runs, 11 hits, and 1 error. For Houston, no runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. The winning pitcher is Bob Friend, and the losing pitcher is Dick Farrell. Roseboro waits for a payoff pitch, and it's on the way. Swung on and lined out into left field. Jim Hickman coming in fast and makes the catch for the out. Jim Hickman, who stayed in the ballgame in place of Gene Woodling in left field, came on to make the catch. Right now, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause for station identification.
A10 on your dial, this is WGY Schenectady.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at the Polo Grounds in New York, where the Dodgers now lead the Mets by a score of 5-4 in the top half of the ninth inning. One man out, nobody on, and second baseman Larry Burright, a right-hand batter, is at the plate. He is nothing for three tonight. Pitch is outside for ball. Burright started the night with a batting average of 223. Here's a swing and a foul ball back and out of play. Double barrel action in the Met bullpen. Left-hander Ken McKenzie now and right-hander Ray Davio.
Jackson looking in for a sign. The 1-1 pitch to Burright. Low for ball two. It's 2-1. While earlier in the season, most backers of the Dodgers felt that they would have to go with Burright at second and Jim Gilliam at third in order to go all the way, some of them have changed their minds. Here's a pitch low and away for ball three. It's 3-1. There are Dodger backers now who feel that in order to go all the way, perhaps the Dodgers will have to go with Gilliam at second and Darryl Spencer at third base. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Swung on and land on a short hop to Mantilla, and he makes the play across the first in time. Nice play by Mantilla at third. Took the ladder on a short hop and made the throw across in time. Two away. And Don Drysdale comes out of the dugout and gets a hand here. Looks like he gets a mixed reception. He gets a little bit of both as he comes up to the plate with two men out and nobody on here in the top half of the ninth inning to face Al Jackson. If you'd like to look ahead to the bottom of the ninth, the New York Mets are scheduled to send up Joe Christopher, Elio Chacon, and Al Jackson. Jackson in the windup and the pitch. Swung on. It's a ground ball to Mantilla. He fields it cleanly. Throws across to Thornberry in time, and the side is retired. Mantilla making some nice fielding plays at third tonight. And in the top of the ninth, the Dodgers got one run on one hit. The homer by Farrelly. No errors and nobody left. And it's the end of 8.5 innings of play. The score is the Los Angeles Dodgers 5 and the New York Mets 4. Now coming right up, a short performance by a famous trio.
See Rheingold extra dry, extra talented players prove love will find a way.
Won't you come home, Bill Berry? Won't you come home? It's been a long, long year. I'll do the cooking, darling. I'll pay the rent. I'll buy you Rheingold beer. You'll find it so refreshing. It's clean, bright taste. And dry is the reason why.
Hey, I think I'll have two.
Bill Bailey, won't you please come home?
Sure, I'll come home, Jill Bailey. Sure, I'll come home. If you buy my favorite beer. Why, Rheingold's the name, my darling. Rheingold's the name.
Bill Bailey is coming home. Hooray for Rheingold. Rheingold extra dry.
Who asked you?
Going down to the bottom half of the ninth inning, the New York Mets will send up Joe Christopher. Defensive changes have been made by manager Walter Alston of the Dodgers. Tim Harkness is now playing first base. Tim Harkness is playing first base for the Dodgers. Ron Farrelly has gone to right field, and Frank Howard is out of the ballgame. That is a change frequently made in late innings by the Dodgers when they are leading. Farrelly to right field, Harkness to first base, Howard out of the ballgame. Don Drysdale on the mound trying to protect a one-run lead. And the New York Mets, batting in the bottom half of the ninth inning, will send up Christopher. Chacon is kneeling right now in the on-deck circle. Drysdale winds and fires. The sidearm pitch misses low and away for ball one. The Mets would like to get a base runner somehow, anyway, at all, as they trail by only one run here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. They have battled the league leaders all the way. That's a called strike to Christopher. Fastball in there. It's 1-1. We've had two home runs in the ballgame tonight, one by Felix Mantilla of the Mets, a three-run homer coming in the first inning, and one with nobody on by Maury Wills of the Dodgers in the fifth inning. One by Farrelly. Here's the ground ball to second base, taken by Burright. He plays over the first in time. The one by Ron Fairley, of course, the homer, coming in the top half of the ninth inning, put the Dodgers out in front 5-4. So the Dodgers have had two homers and the Mets have had one. And now Elio Chacon is being called back to the dugout with one away and nobody on. And Frank Thomas is being sent up to the plate. Frank Thomas is being sent up to bat against Don Drysdale. Batting for Elio Chacon as manager Casey Stengel now has to go for distance, trailing by one run in the bottom half of the ninth inning. This is the first time up in the ballgame for Thomas, coming on as a pinch hitter here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. He's still swinging bats as we've had a conference at the mound. While we have this short break in the action, why don't you check your glass and make sure you've got plenty of Rheingold on hand. Thomas comes on a run, steps into the batter's box. Already tonight in Philadelphia, the Phillies have defeated the Giants by a score of 3-2. The Pirates have won their ballgame, shutting out Houston. Drysdale into the windup. The pitch to Frank Thomas. Low and away for ball one. And now Gil Hodges has come out to the on-deck circle. Pitch to Thomas. Low and away for ball two. Gil Hodges has come out to the on-deck circle to bat for Al Jackson, who is due up next. That's sending up Thomas. Hodges here in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Swinging a foul ball back the upper deck out of play. It's 2-1. The Baltimore Orioles have defeated the Cleveland Indians 10-3. Barber the winner and Perry the loser. Drysdale looking for a sign. Into the windup. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Swung on and foul back out of the screen. Out of play. 2-2 count to Thomas. The crowd starting a rhythmic chant of "We want a hit." As a result of action already in the National League tonight, the Pittsburgh Pirates are only three games behind the Giants now. The Pirates will be coming in here next week. Afternoon doubleheader on Wednesday and a twine-out doubleheader on Thursday. Here's a pitch. Swung on and has a high pop down the third baseline in foul territory. Jim Gilliam is over in the warning track. And Gilliam makes the catch, backed up by Maury Wills just behind him. And he gives the ball over to Wills, who relays it on into the infield. Two away, nobody on, and Gil Hodges coming up. Listen to the hand for Hodges. So it is Gil Hodges facing his former teammates here at the Polo Grounds in New York with two men out and nobody on in the bottom half of the ninth inning, with the Dodgers leading the Mets by one run, 5-4. Don Drysdale leaning over, has the sign, into the long windup, and the pitch swung on and missed, strike one. Gil Hodges took a rip at that one. Again, Drysdale is set to work. Starts the pitch, and Hodges had stepped out, so the umpire calls time. Now he's set, and the pitch is on the way. It's low and away for a ball. 1-1. Not just waggling the bat, standing there in the batter's box. Drysdale takes his time out there on the mound. Tugs at the bill of the cap and now peers in to get the sign. He has it, the windup, the 1-1 pitch. It's coming, it's swung on, and there is a ground ball to third, taken by Gilliam deep. The long throw across the diamond in time. He's out, and the ball game's over. Hodges has grounded out from Jim Gilliam to Tim Harkness as Don Drysdale comes on to get the Mets out in order in the bottom half of the ninth inning with no runs on, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We'll be back in a moment with a final summary and totals, but right now the final score of this ball game is the Los Angeles Dodgers 5 and the New York Mets 4. What is the one thing most people associate with baseball? Well, I'll bet that if you ask, the answer you'd hear most often is an ice-cold glass of beer. And if those people happen to be New Yorkers, well, then that beer has just got to be Rheingold, New York's favorite. And what accounts for this popularity? Two words tell you, extra dry. You see, dry beers are lighter, more naturally refreshing. They let more flavor through to you. And Rheingold is the extra dry beer. Extra dry to be extra refreshing. And after all, isn't that what you want in your beer? Sure it is. So why wait? Order up or pour yourself a glass of refreshing Rheingold and enjoy it along with the game. You'll join the millions of people everywhere who say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. It's beer as beer should taste. Well, here at the Polo Grounds, the Los Angeles Dodgers have taken a squeaker from the New York Mets, who battle them all the way. Final score 5-4, and the game was won by a home run by Ron Fairley in the top half of the ninth inning. Ron Fairley, who has had some great days and nights against the New York Mets this season. The final totals for the Dodgers, 5 runs on 10 hits and 1 error. For the New York Mets, 4 runs on 7 hits and 1 error. The winning pitcher is Don Drysdale, the winningest pitcher in the major leagues, who now has won 16 games and lost only 4. And the losing pitcher, Al Jackson, for the New York Mets, who turned in another fine performance going all the way, but taking the loss, and he now has won 4 games and lost 10. $23,910 paid here tonight at the Polo Grounds to send the attendance mark over the half-million mark for the season here at the Polo Grounds. The New York Mets got off to an early lead tonight on Felix Mantilla's 3-run home run, but the Dodgers pecked away, getting 1 in the second and 2 in the third to tie it up. Maury Wills had a homer to send the Dodgers ahead in the top of the fifth, but the Mets came on in the bottom half of the fifth inning when Richie Ashburn scored on a sacrifice fly by Gene Woodling, and that tied it up at 4-4, and that's the way they battled until the top of the ninth when Ron Fairley's home run won the ball game. Don't forget Old Timers Day here tomorrow at the Polo Grounds. The gates will be open at 9:30. Old Timers action starts at 1:30, and the game between the Dodgers and the Mets will be played at 3 p.m. Baseball stars from the ages here tomorrow. Giants and Dodgers from the past, a great day for all baseball fans. Final score here once again, the Dodgers 5 and the Mets 4.